Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SPL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports.
Good thing I have my headphones here, I never heard you. Episode 196, Mass, five for fun, take two. Question one. Aberdeen managers maybe this week.
You think?
Could it be?
Well done, Mike.
Cheers.
So, this week, five for fun, Don's managers. Mm-hmm. So, first question, Dave Cormack has now sacked three managers since Derek McInnes exit in March 2021. Which of the three managers has the most games in charge or had the most games in charge of the three?
So,
okay. That's him sacked four managers now. Cormack.
Oh, aye.
McInnes. Robson. Klaas.
I'm sure you might have said in the board he was a sacking manager.
Chairman. I did.
Tell you, I think
that's a four. I'd say after he sacked McInnes, I sniff. He's gonna be a boy who just sacks managers willy nilly.
Normally,
and as usual, I'm right.
Normally, find we successful businessmen there like that. Then
turning it about Watford, maybe.
Oh well. So that was question number one.
Question number two: which manager did Aberdeen employ after Alex Ferguson and Archie Knox left the club in 1986?
Oh. Toughie.
It's just annoying me. Come back to it.
Which manager did Aberdeen employ after Alex Ferguson and Archie Knox left the club in 1986? Their next permanent manager. Question number three: who is the only Aberdeen manager to play for Manchester United?
Only Aberdeen manager to play for Manchester United.
Did he actually play?
Well, there's only one.
Yeah.
It might be the scene I thought.
Who is the only Aberdeen manager to play for Manchester United?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh. Number four. Who is the only Aberdeen manager to be capped for a country other than Scotland?
See that again?
Who is the only Aberdeen manager to be capped for a country other than Scotland?
Duffin. Is it?
And again. It's only easy if you can answer.
Who is the only man?
Question number five. True or false, Neil Warnock is the first English man to manage Aberdeen. Englishman. It's nice to hear him admit that they're arrogant. Because somebody asked him the inevitable question, Ken, I'm surprised you come up here because you boys look doing in the game.
It's question three again.
Question three is, who is the only Aberdeen manager to play for Manchester United?
I had two there, but Hadakian, if one was a manager and Hadakian if either even played.
Right, you want to hear answers?
I go first.
So, Dave Cormack has now sacked three managers since Derek McInnes' exit in March 2021. Which of the three managers has had the most games in charge?
Stephen Glass.
Good one.
Barry Robson.
Was it with Robson?
Was it? Robson close. Had 36 games, Goodwin had 35, and Glass had 29.
It was close.
So nobody got it right?
Nah.
Tell yourselves, fucking sheep. Which manager did Aberdeen employ after Alex Ferguson and Archie Knox left the club in 1986?
Alex Smith.
Ian Porterfield.
Ian Porterfield. Well done. Who is the only manager to play for only Aberdeen manager to play for Manchester United?
Billy McNeil.
Steve Patterson.
Shit,
quiz. You're beating me.
Martin Buchan.
He didn't manage.
He played for.
Can you write two answers down in there?
No.
Sorry, Dunk.
Score that out, Dunk. You're not getting ahead of me for that. No way.
You need to pick one, I'm afraid. Who is the only... He had six senior appearances for Man United.
As much as that,
Who is the only Aberdeen manager to be capped for a country other than Scotland?
I bet Ibe Skovdal.
So did I.
That's all I can think of.
Jim Goodwin. He's got a cap for Republic Ireland.
Yes.
True or false, Neil Warnock is the first Englishman to manage Aberdeen?
True.
False.
It's false. Keith
Birkinshaw, fucking caretaker manager.
Two games in 1997.
Bastard.
But he could be the first English manager to win a game for Aberdeen.
Ah, well.
Because I think Birkinshaw drew his two.
Did he lose them?
Oh, yeah, they drew or lost his two, but...
Wasn't a good time.
But did he had a back staff role, did he? Then he came in, then he what Spurs afterwards?
Oh, mine sold the toaster. Mine was it him that sold the toaster?
Was it?
It was a boy, Gordon, somebody from Norwich, mine.
And had the affair with the prostitute?
Aye.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. There's a lot of alleges. Let's just say Aachen we say in this podcast is alleged.
It's definitely. We should put that at the start.
Definitely.
We should.
After some of the stats for last week about Liverpool and Aachen, definitely.
Like, is it 1.2 billion?
A wee precursor just at the start.
Allegedly.
All this is just made up.
Made up facts.
Exactly. Just change the name to Poddy.
It's like the fake watch shops you get in Turkey, Ken.
Oh, aye.
Genuine fakes.
Genuine fakes.
I bet good.
A good genuine Ken. Fakes.
You'd need to be a watchmaker to notice.
Aye. It's the best fake thing. I would say taxi.
That's it.
I like a taxi. Aye, nice. Yeah.
Fake taxi. A fake taxi. Yeah.
Only if you're a driver.
No.
Don't want to be a passenger.
No. Abdi fine, Abdi, have a good week.
Aye, fine, mate. Yourself.
Aye, nae bad. If it's Abdi been up to, Dunk, have you been up to?
Well, it started when I left here last week. I got pulled over by the.
Whoa, how much did we win? For one?
I got one, aye.
I got one.
No way.
Two. Yes! One.
Jeez. Fucking get out.
That's why we bypassed it.
Is that the first win?
First win, I think.
Aye, first play.
Since a long time ago.
Is that extra years on us?
No,
that's it.
First Aberdeen win.
Aye.
First win.
Tough quizzes must be. Must be. Say Aberdeen fans only get one.
Aye.
I'll do a Rangers in next week and we'll see what you get.
You should get your Rangers stuff in there.
Are you okay?
Aye, so finished here last Tuesday, went driving home.
So was that traffic lights or there was getting on Eithin Street?
Aye.
And normally you can see it got there. So I was the first unit of lights and then I just put a fit down.
Away
I went, and then to be honest, I was splaying a wee bit because I was checking the Fitbit scores. And then I came up towards Eithin Station and on came a fucking
blues.
I was like, oh no. Oh, it was going through my head. I was pleased I'd be the phone. Because I was saying 6 points now, I think
so.
So I pulled in. Area car, wifey gets out. She goes, "Why do you gonna stop, man?" I'm just going, "Please, that be your phone." I got pitch black. There's no way she can speeding. I says, "No chance." I said, "I was doing 65." She goes, "You were doing 85 when we pulled away." And I was like, "I didn't even notice." And I was like, "Oh, was it?" She goes, "Aye, but we're just in area car, so we can't track your speed."
So if it's a point in stopping you,
right? Well, exactly.
Just gear warning.
And took my details and all that. And I was, I was listening to everybody game.
Did I hear gear details?
But they've just, did you know?
No. No, if you're in a committing an offence.
And so then she goes, did you score? And I went, Dundee have just scored. And then, I went. And that was it.
She was asking you to score.
Aye. And then she goes, I'll let you back to him. Just watch for your Dean.
Well, I have to go quicker now because you've stopped me.
And the boy, it was weird, honestly. He must have been
12.
He couldn't have been on it on 18.
Couldn't have beat Fleur of a bab.
Just standing there like that with all the hands in it.
I was doing do the hands in about rubbing their tits.
So that was it. And then Scratches got him, and obviously Aberdeen, well, drew, didn't they?
Right.
Bar here, well, off for a victory as well.
Fucking hell. No, I'd say you're speaking about midweek Dundee.
Midweek Dundee game. And then the weekend was Lenny's birthday party, so that was a good laugh.
Was that Inverurie?
Aye.
Aye, I've been there.
He's a great time. Like, he's just... What a kid politics.
Eh?
Kind of, not been to much Burns parties because I was working or trying to avoid them. He's just heaps of kids. He's not playing me. And I'm just like... Abdi's witnessed one-on-one and he's like just Abdi chasing him about and I was... Because I left Kirsty by the... The mums and dads, and I just disappeared into the trampoline to get away from it.
Sit in a corner somewhere.
But I had a great time, so it was
in a bar pit, just a heat hanging out,
hoping to be lands in you can.
That was it, and then in a tween, obviously Robson got sacked, didn't he?
Aye. So, a good birthday.
Aye, Lenny had a great time. It was a good weekend, aye.
Aye.
How was he, five?
Five, nearly.
Far's the time with.
There
he was born. Nae Burns Lang.
There nae Burns Lang at all. Jesus Christ. What about yourself, Chad?
Fdiddy. Poker Friday night. Played better this week. Got knocked.
Second out?
No, third. No, did a bit better. Played better this week, but ran into aces when I got knocked out, so... That's the way it went. I wasn't disappointed with why I went out, so it was fine, it was alright. Saturday, I was refereeing Saturday morning, Conley Park versus Newmarket. Good game.
Aye. For age group?
Under-16s.
Oh, that's a bit...
Under-16s, so...
Bit of physicality.
A bit of feistiness, especially aye. Towards the end, because it was a close game, Ken. It was 1-1 with about 10 minutes to go. Newmarket had missed a penalty as well. Was getting a bit of feisty, and then Newmarket scored with about a minute to go in just normal time. There was about 3 or 4 minutes of injury time, so it was a bit of feisty kind, but it was good. Good even, two even match teams. Fucking size of loons.
Aye. Big lads.
Oh my God. I'm not big when it was myself, Ken, but fucking hell. The number five for Newmarket, played in Centre Park. Coloured boy, black boy. I'm not joking you. He must have, he was a good, aye. 6 foot two, 6 foot three. Aye.
Solid.
Aye. And he was wide.
Aye, side
was, what a unit he was. Not very mobile, but decent with the ball at his feet. But I was fucking running about. I'm like,
a few tackles getting in?
Towards the end, I was, aye. Two bookings.
And a pen.
A pen, stonewall pen.
Aye.
Aye. Boy.
Nobody debated.
The boy gave a lot of debate.
Aye, obviously. I says, come on.
The boy went up for a header for the. Of a cross command, the boy went off for a header, but he'd beat his centre half to let the centre half then jumped, shooed her right into the middle of the boy's back. Poof, straight over. Pen.
You're a few games, and fit your style now, would you say? Are you starting to find a style? Yeah. Come on, get on, mate.
I'm starting to. Try and let a game flow as much as I can, but I was getting assessed on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Aye, so it's fine. Aye, good.
Aye.
Aye, very good.
He spoke to you after?
Spoke to my half time, spoke to my four game, spoke to my half time, spoke to me at the end of the game, so he's quite impressed, like so.
Mm-hmm.
Just little minor things to pick up on, which is good.
Like,
enjoy
hearing your flaws.
I can't be a good ref.
One of the things that I picked on first of all was maybe the aggression in the tone of speaking.
Aye,
in the first half, which was fine. The boy just wasn't listening, so he got a bit rollicking, kind of. But so I toned that down. It was fine. Bringing on subs, Ken. I just ran across the half, not even halfway line, Ken, because you're not thinking really, because there's no the designated areas and stuff. So it's bringing on subs maybe 5 yards away from the halfway line. But with my back turned to play, Ken, so I should be turned around the other way and up at halfway line.
In case someone kicks off,
Ken.
Especially if you're yourself.
My positioning was good for goal kicks and stuff, but. Just anticipating that wee bit of earlier for the ball was landing, so you're closer to the play. So I can't for it was gone, but I was waiting till the ball was in the air before I was moving.
Mm-hmm. So you get closer to the action for the challenge, for example.
Just moving just slightly. After the first couple of kicks, you sort of came for they're gone. Just like from the playing, Ken. For the goalie was running to target, just move up 2-3 seconds earlier to get in a better position for your at. So it was just little things like that. Starting in the wrong place for my penalty as well, so.
Where was you standing? Where was you meant to stand?
Supposed to stand in line with the penalty spot, yeah.
Nearly, aye. But that's fine if you've got linesmen or not, because the linesman can check for the bars, we've got an order line.
Okay. Aye, plus a goalkeeper.
Plus a goalie moving. But so I stood on the goal line to see if the ball was going across, but seemingly have to stand in a tween.
6 yard box.
6 yard sort of area, a waff it, so you can control the goalie.
It's definitely minor hangs out, doing it.
And the boys coming into the box, like, so it's little. Oh, it was
a lot of stuff to mind.
There's a lot of shit.
So you've got it, I suppose, the mayor, Mary D, the mayor.
Second nature.
You'll, it'll become like, it's like driving. When you start driving, you're like, fucking clutch, brake, accelerator. I have to look in my mirrors. I'm like, what the fuck? But before you can it, it's like fucking sleeping.
Another wee thing is we all. Same idea.
You know what it's sleep like.
There was a little number nine for him. He was a bit of a feisty character. I spoke to him a couple of times, Ken. And there was one time I turned my back because I was following play, but I can't something it. He'd left the fit in. Again, but I'd been watching the play, so obviously, again, as you do, definitely looking poof, wallop.
Aye.
Boy went, dude, I was like, fuck, I've missed that. And I can't.
Did you see him?
But I couldn't do anything. So it was like, the assessor after the match was like, oh, fit about that. I says, well,
I can't.
Something was going up, but I didn't see it, so I couldn't do anything. No, you're right. He says, just things like that, identify players
that are going to be
the just hold your focus on them just for a split second
longer
so
because he's going to leave a fit
because he's going to leave a fit, so just little things like that. So
that's how the refs picked in you.
Yeah,
that's what they've to do. That's why the refs picked in you boys.
Look out for the boys just because you don't want to get out of control. And it was good. It was good getting feedback.
Good.
So you can improve, Ken. So
He wasn't just saying, oh, you're great, you're brilliant, you sucks. Like.
No, he picked out, because he had like minute 33, this happened, and maybe you should have said that or done this. And kind of, it was a bit argy bargy and stuff like that. There was an argy bargy at a free kick. Now, I took up the right position for my free kick because you're looking along the line, and your eye was at the left hand side with the attacking team because your linesman's out the other side if you've got linesman. So, but I was argy bargy at the far end and I couldn't see it. But something was happening, so I took a step out and seen it. But he could see it for up in the hill, and he's like, fucking hell, can you see that? And I'm like, well, I couldn't, because I'm looking along the line. He says, you're in the right position. He says, but I picked it up and got sort of do. So it was all right. So it was good.
Was that an extra FMCL boy?
He did the juniors and that. But then his knees parked down, so he had to give up the refereeing because he was in the. Ken wasn't physically fit to do it anymore, so he does assessors for the new referees. Like, so it was good feedback. And then Saturday afternoon, I watched the Luton Newcastle game.
Fair game.
Saturday night, didn't do anything. Sunday. Kids fit bar. 3-3 with Peter Reid.
Okay.
Good game. We should have won, but we created so much chances, we just didn't finish it off.
Tessa here, I beat you. Somebody bought you a cup of tea and you just chucked it away.
Aye. Oof. I've lost a shitty goal. Shitty goal.
Oh, you did the old manager thing, did you?
Doing with the D. It's like, fuck this.
Aye?
So annoyed, like, because it was a shit goal. Kenny, we'd fought, we was 1-0 down. We'd come back to 2-1, and we gave away a shit goal. And after there was so much chances, I was so frustrated. I was like, fucking threw my D in the ground.
What a fucking baby.
Aye.
Could be worse. Could have run on the fucking pitch and started laying cunt out.
Aye. Well, aye.
True, aye.
Good advice.
So I just threw my tea in the ground.
It's better to beat up a tea than it is the other
coaches and stuff like that.
100%. So we drew 3-3. Went 3-2 ahead as well. Fucking give away a penalty. We're sitting at half, got sent off for two bookings and then.
Right?
Aye. First team was maybe a bit soft, but second team, once you're on a booking, you got a bit in a tackle like you did, so no complaints. And then we give away a penalty, we're about to last kick the bar. And it was a penalty as well, so. Oh well.
Peter, he had a good team throw there.
They've got a lot of good teams. I spoke to a few.
They're all right. Aye. But we beat them up at Peterhead 2-1.
Okay.
So 3-3, Ken 2-1. Pretty easy teams, but I was disappointed they get a win. But hey ho.
Aye.
So that was me. Chilling tour for supper Sunday.
Oh, fine.
Ah, great.
Kicking up supper.
Are you a Sunday chipper man? Are you?
No, not really. No, it's normally a Saturday.
Aye.
But and I can't why we did on Sunday. I can just couldn't be asked cooking anything. So. I did Sheeland Torres.
Fine. Sunday night, did you watch the Pro Bowl?
No.
I watched bits of it.
No.
Some of the games are quite funny. Yeah. Like, the kicker had a game of X's and O's again. So you've got, like, came for
age. Yes.
So it's like, nine boxes.
Yes. Tic tac toe.
So you're kicking it, Ken.
Aye.
You hit a box. Just playing X's and O's with it. I thought it was quite interesting. Boy, Tucker for. Tucker for us, he played for again. I can't mind.
Carlson for the Raiders.
I can't mind if I was playing. There's a boy Tucker anyway. I think he's a Ravens.
Justin Tucker, isn't it?
Can't mind. Anyway. He won anyway.
Okay.
Cheating.
So yourself, Mass, what have you been up to?
Poker Friday. Mm-hmm. Early exit.
Oof.
Ace King. An ace came out. Boy bet 2,000. I went to the top one and he called. He had ace six. So he'd two pair. He'd like a, there was a six out with ace. So not much I could do.
Yeah.
Saturday went cycling. Me and Big Marco.
Okay.
Did
Bike loop?
No, foggy loop.
Experience on a hang on a hustle in the road.
Aye, so I was for just out of the blue, decided to go up a Ballochbrae, which we never do. No. But just out of the blue, I thought, fuck, we'll go up this one.
Aye.
Bad choice. It's halfway up that fucking Ballochbrae. I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Because I was just starting again.
Aye.
I couldn't have that to cycle up. So we're halfway being there, and I said, it's fucking. I just felt somebody again. Hard up there,
creeping up,
and then started to overtake, but wasn't again fast. So me and Mark are riding side by side. Here's some clown, Ken. Just getting ready to offload. But Mark's on the car side, so I'm thinking, well,
here we go.
He went attacking his shit, wound in the windy. Get the fuck off the road, you pair of cunts. Shit.
I just all get us boys wound up.
Just getting hackles up, Ken. Once we've seen it, it's funny. So you just get fam dogs abuse.
Was he in the ref kit?
I was actually. Aye.
Was he in?
Aye, but I had my jacket on.
Yeah.
My jacket on.
Do we have a beats when you're driving?
No.
She was windy and Carl.
I looked at like.
So you got Bart's way all the way to Thorny Bank. Take a right.
Take a right.
All the way to Foggy.
Straight through to Foggy and Hemphy.
If I was wondered for that road goes, I ask my mother every Tuesday when I turn off. I go, far does that road take you? Far does it take you?
Foggy.
Foggy.
Fog.
Mm-hmm. Go by the Glendronach Distillery. Why?
Bogney.
Come out to Bogney and take a right.
Good route up.
Aye. It's a fine little bit.
We usually go Glendronach, but I've done a few miles going up with Ballochbrae.
Aye.
So, got 27 mile out of that.
Good.
Bit of climbing. It was fine. Like
fine blast him for Foggy. So.
Aye, but it's because the wind was at the back, so I was thinking about that. Like, Mark was telling us about his Northfly. And I was like, oh my God.
Torture.
Oh, he told me.
Second day, he said, it was
just pure grit all the way.
Aye, he was ready to jack, like.
Was he?
Aye. And if that's
him saying it.
Must be bad. Said he had a 15-mile stretch of road for it was just
up,
dune, up again. He said, and you couldn't have tuck your brake in dune because it was like, you couldn't have fly dune it because it was so. You had to brake because it was so dangerous. He says it was just steep hill after steep hill for about 15 miles. He says, I'd nearly broke him. Like,
a lot of wind in the face and that on second day, was it?
His wind was basically he'd wind the hell wide.
If it near Brock's him, I'm never ever doing that.
Absolutely not. He said he came off his bike and his wife was speaking, he couldn't even speak.
Aye.
He says he was like away with the fairy skin.
Aye.
He says the gels and that, they stopped working after 6 hours, he says. He says you actually need food, like.
I could believe that.
So, and he stops and he ate a hail big jar of Nutella.
Fucking hell!
After that, he was in cloud nine. Fucking sugar rush,
man. Fucking lucky he didn't get diabetes. Fucking Jesus.
So,
super.
That was big Marco.
So it was Saturday morning, was it?
Saturday morning, and I was going to go watch Tara, but. Decided to sort out my log store.
Okay.
So
age starting by age.
No, I had long bits of spare wood. I needed to cut them into wood burning size.
Nice.
We rip snorter, so I'd been fucking ages. Like but some habits I sorted out.
Good work. Need a little log splitter mass so you can get back everything kindling. I've got your name.
Always just find you a little hydraulic ram for you now.
Pleasurable.
So,
that's fine.
So that was basically, I was there at Sheelan Thor. I actually had a haddock in Saturday for a change.
Standard
haddock. That was fine. No complaints there.
Have you watching anything?
Aye. I have been watching 1883, really good. You start watching it?
No, yeah.
No, it's fucking good.
That is it?
Aye. I watched Tombstone and that, because we spoke about Tombstone.
Tombstone, the classic.
We Kirk
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Russell. So I had to watch it after speaking about it again. Aye. And then Sunday, absolutely none.
No.
Just no.
Fucked about house and
sharpened chisels.
I went out for a walk. I was out for a walk with
Ronnie
and Katie, and that was it. Just aye. Bummed. Was a bum on Sunday.
So nice. Man,
fuck it.
Shorts, a fine weekend.
No. Big buggy t-shirt and walked about house and scratched my bars and
looked out windy.
Not like a Sunday day in fuck all.
Just standing glaring out.
Look at somebody else in the gear and just think,
this is right. Woodburner
was on.
I built this. Nice.
So how was that really?
Quite one.
Man, spectacular, like yourself.
Quiet as you said, and I Friday night. We had visitors.
Planned visitors?
No, just due to blue.
Oh no!
I was doing the road, getting some bits and bobs. Came up the road and a fast parked outside the house. So it was Chugs and Donna. So in for a coffee and a piece. Yeah, such an old thing, is it?
Coffee and a piece.
Dug out good biscuits.
The box came out.
Aye.
The box came out.
Got chocolates.
Aye, chocolate and aye. Jesus. Yep. Can you mark your coffee? Are you a milk can four?
Milk can.
I'd tug milk with my coffee, like so.
Yeah. So that was Friday night. Saturday.
What'd you say? Was there an argument got up?
No. I put in my water first and then my milk can last.
Better you burn the coffee if you do it, you see.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly, that's why you're supposed to mark tea as well, eh?
Fit.
Milk in first.
And then?
Save burning the tea leaves.
Aye,
seemingly.
When I brew, right? Milk.
That's like I'm like that.
Aye.
I'm not putting in milk until
the
end.
Aye. Yep, so that was Friday night. Saturday, just poured a bit of hoose and bits and bobs. Feather came round. We had draining rods.
Oh, block drains.
I was dealing with Laura's on Sunday. It was Sunday, though. Then Saturday night, we updated feathers, treated him to a chipper. Well, a pitters.
What did you?
Guess what he's the drink with his chipper?
Iron brew.
Diet Coke.
No, milk.
Milk.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no.
It's a little cup of end milk. End of convo.
It's an old-fashioned thing, is it? All folk who milk, is it?
Milk.
Milk. Why are you
milk this chipper. Honest to God, the cup we don't hate about a muffy. Such a, like a Bairns cup. Aye. He keeps on topping it up. Aye. He's drinking milk and he's chipper. I'm thinking, come on, Dad.
Jesus. The hair loaf as well?
No.
Loaf and butter, aye?
Aye, loaf and butter with your chipper, aye.
Only if you're hearing the fish.
Only if we are fish.
Aye.
Aye.
No, you got a loaf and butter.
No, if you're hearing like a cheeseburger.
No, we fish. We
fish. Aye. Aye. Fish, aye.
Milk, though.
Milk,
aye. Never seen that.
Never heard that.
No?
Nah.
I used to drink milk, like, at supper time. Never chipper, though. And me and a long time.
I just try to think of fits supper.
Dad used to drink milk.
Fits supper milk would, goes with.
I can.
Aye.
Mince and tatties.
Stovies.
Stovies, you get
Stovies, maybe, aye.
Because I mean, olden days when we used to hear stovies, my father, or there was tatties left, he would just hear the milk and put the milk on amongst his tatties with a sup of chives.
Oh, yeah, we put milk in the tatties then.
We have a sup of chives.
We had to meet up, we drop a butter.
That's how you mark my tatties, though.
Aye.
Put milk in.
Aye.
So yep. You shouldn't need more milk.
No, but it's just like a bile tatty.
Okay. So he's marshing it on the plate.
On the plate.
So why is he not just stuck marsh tatties?
Used to, I would just say, if there's a spare tatty on the plate, we have something milk. So that was Saturday night. Went up to his, sat and watched the Masked Singer with him. Do you watch that now?
Aye.
Fuck off, man.
It's a good show.
I'm surprised it was Nicky Campbell.
I know.
Aye.
Definitely Donny Jones in it, Piranha.
Aye,
100%.
Macy Gray's Eiffel Tower.
Is it?
I knew the voice.
In the Ian with the bad leg, that's a boy for Last Leg, is it?
Union.
Aye, Alex Brooker.
Aye, it's him. So that was my Saturday night. Sunday, Sunday morning, got up, taken the wife into work.
I can't believe you took your wife into work.
There's no like buses.
Two gays pod.
Sitting holding hands, a pair of them.
It's on YouTube, you'll see it's not true. So taking her out to work Sunday morning, came home, went doing the watch, the grandson play football, doing the road. It's his first seven-a-side games.
Thought was he at the...
Astro.
Aye, the school or the...
Doing it at the Hawks.
Oh, he was doing it at Hawks, was he?
Aye, they were playing a different Vale.
Oh, aye, for the get on.
Can I say, I think it was
I know,
scored 5-4 or something like that. I played a while. He looked a bit sluggish.
Did he?
Aye. Not happy with him.
Yeah.
And getting
some words with him.
Aye. So then we went up to symposium, Dean Harrison and Laura and the dog, and went to hit a coffee.
20 quid, something, you know.
Did dog here?
Puppuccino.
Fuck off. I'm not even going to engage.
Katie told me that last
night. Honest to fuck.
Katie, come on.
Get to fuck.
Elaine had a Snapchat with the dog.
Elaine wasn't there. That was a week before.
Puppuccino.
Get to fuck.
You can imagine my reaction.
The world's a fucking joke, honestly.
Honestly.
Is that for folk idea?
What are you deep? Fits us about.
It's just like whipped cream. That's how it is. There's no coffee on it. It's no, just
the days a dog was for rounding up sheep. Now they're drinking coffee.
What are you doing?
In the fucking symposium.
What are you doing? Tie the dog up outside. Tie the dog up outside.
Exactly. All animals out.
I'm here to hear my coffee.
So we had a bagel and a latte, and the dog had a puppuccino. And
if I ever see Ken Fett, will be the end of me and you, Mike. If I see you walking that dog and you're
caring it.
Then that's me. Me and you will be finished.
Or
if it's wearing a fucking
coat.
Well, it's stupid fucking onesies new.
Nah. It's got a little harness thing that goes over.
The dogs have got fur, eh? They're built for it. Out for wax, yeah?
So it was a Sunday. So we went and picked up Elena on Sunday night. Is that right?
Jesus.
But there's no buses for her on a Sunday.
Yeah. She could drive though, could she?
Aye, but I didn't mind.
It's an hour in and an hour back.
That's a long time.
4 hours from your day.
No, it was like
10 minutes I get, or even half an hour at a push, but an hour.
I seen a dog in and...
Puppuccino at McDonald's as well.
I'm needing full sexual favours for that thing. The business.
I can't figure that.
She hasn't seen the bank account when I go to Germany yet, so I'm just laying up.
That's a fair point. I'm Dean at a minute. There's a lot of things going on to get brownie points for Germany.
Mm-hmm. So I took the dog into the hospital now. So the wife teamed up to the ward and meet all the staff. And
that's it.
That's dog. This is out of control.
But Sunday afternoon, I went down to Laura's house and cleaned out her drain, her block drain. Oh my God, my fucking hair was reeking like.
That is a no job, innit?
Why is she need Dina?
Correct, there's no danger I'm Dina.
You can't expect a female to unblock drains. That's a male job.
She'd nail on, you had new nails or something like that. So
equal fucking rights is clean out the windy when it comes to stuff like that.
I think you have to puddle about and shite.
So I was knee deep. Aaron was up to Monday Masuda. Pulling out shite for a kitchen waste thing, so you can imagine all the shite. It was fucking bulking.
Fart and nothing.
So, fine weekend. And then, didn't I see much football the weekend. I would try to go doing what's Torrey United now, but even last Wednesday, I never had a chance to see Torrey United versus the Broch. Last kick of the bar, really, was it?
Was it? Brilliant goal. See you go.
I seen a goal.
Counter attack.
Good finish.
The Broch game.
Torrey Broch. Good on
good
him.
Good
win, that.
It just shows you 12-0 for 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Now, okay, we're beating
him. Beating him at home.
Fair turnaround.
Yep. But 3 points out of the last two games for Torrey United.
It's nice to see. Again, we obviously competed with...
For Martin
and us.
You'd have took a 3 or 4.
3 out of 6 out of 2 games.
They'll probably feel disappointed, though.
Just because they're so late against for Martin.
But they're up. They're competing against the sharper edge of the table.
Yep.
So that's, again, it's progress, is it?
Yep. You look at the table just now, and there's quite a gap.
There's a massive gap.
Locals have obviously come up new, and there's maybe a 10-point gap between locals now. Yeah. So that's kind of the jump up to the second top half. But
A good judge on Saturday because we've got Huntley, and I would say they're kind of on the level with Huntley, or again, you'd think they are.
Probably think they're slightly better.
Slightly better, but I'm saying we'll see on Saturday because they had a good start and dropped half a bit, and Torrey had a bad start.
Last time we played Huntley, were 3-0 doing after about 6 minutes.
Well, I'd be fully expecting Turret to beat Huntley this weekend.
At him.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to be better at home.
So I'll be out 3 games in a row at him, is it?
I think so.
Bucky got beat, though. Nobody's catching
breaking.
I don't think so.
Bucky, is too much games for Bucky?
100%, Mike.
Fixture
congestion.
It's just going to be too much for them.
As the locals give Nairn 6 and then they are beating Bucky. I think so.
Well, that's probably the first time they play since they played against Celtic.
It is.
So they're going to be a bit rusty.
They played a cup game.
Is it a night or a Moors night?
Reversed the fixture. They were supposed to be at home, but they played it away, didn't they?
Oh, I just wouldn't get it played.
Is that Monks
to Wiz. They beat Banks of Dean penalties.
That's right.
last week.
Bunks of the year having a new bad run this year.
They are, right?
Yeah. Aye. You're not right.
And because they've got games in the bank, they might end up, I know, like, Brecon are still there. But
closest challengers, maybe.
I think so.
Because Brora has miles ahead.
I'll be chasing their tails, aye.
Aye. Fixture congestion, as you say, it's got to be the issue in getting players come out.
Well, you're trying to get three games in that week. Saturday, Wednesday, hard Saturday. Going.
I think Buck is to win every one of their games in hand just to be equal or something. Aye.
And then you've got your worker in the tween as well.
Aye.
Hardly getting any training.
Takes its toll.
Nah. Well, a big push for Brecon to try and get up this season, though.
I would say so.
They spent a fortune again, I think, on a whole new team. So
it's the second season, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aye.
Aye. Mm-hmm. This should be second or third.
Third, I think it is. Third, because the first season they kind of struggled. The second season.
Second bucket one. Aye, so this is the third season, aye.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's any junior teams ready to hit a crack this year.
The Dundeens, I think.
Dundee teams, if we've heard that, are maybe ready to come up.
And I checked their tables, to be honest.
No. Aye, but Tara again mentioned it here, weekend Huntley. Right. We could do, hopefully I could do a watch out.
Clyde, I bought my League 2.
Aye.
Elgin's picked up a few wins. They seem to be actually
moving up a wee bit.
Moving up the table.
Aye.
So...
He must be doing something right.
He must be listening to this podcast and thinking, fuck him.
Right.
I'll show them more lies for that podcast.
Nah, they'll be a mid-table. I think Elvin will struggle this season.
No, I think
they'll
be all right.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to be... I think he's picked up about three or four wins. Kind of. That's more in the head of 14 hour. They beat Clyde and that, which was a big result.
Aye.
Beat him 2-1.
Yeah, Clyde is struggling big time. Mm-hmm. I suppose we better speak about Aberdeen. There's a lot happened since we was here last Tuesday.
A tumultuous week.
After us backing ropes on Tuesday night as well.
Wednesday morning, boom, sacked.
Agree? Sacked?
No.
Not for me.
Nah.
No, nor me.
I think it was still around.
But we would all stick to our guns anyway, wouldn't we?
No, I wouldn't. I think it might change my mind.
Wrong decision.
No, I think, well, we said last week he needs a bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't game it. That's the chairman's prerogative. But
from my perspective again, after a night again, they've got an easier run of games, but easier games. So, like, potentially, if the manager had stayed in place, picked up the result of the weekend, he could have went on a run. But I suppose it will be this, because the last 3 years, Aberdeen had a beat other the teams run about them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they managed to do it under Warnock, then maybe he's made a right call. Because the last three managers hadn't managed to do it.
But then Warnock's not the answer, though, is he? He's no long term.
No.
Ken Robson, if he got a season under his belt, long term, he could have been there for the next 5-10 years if he got it together.
Yeah. My thinking of Warnock is it's just something to appease the fans.
Nah.
I think it's just about a jolly for Warnock.
It's a jolly for him and son to take the fans off of
it. Well, I'm glad it is, because I've said here numerous times I wanted an experienced boy in, so there's no excuses now. There's been three rookie managers. Now they've got a boy with 45-year experience in management. And if something goes wrong, then what are they going to say then?
Well, you have to look at the players then, do you?
Exactly, they can't hide then, can they?
Or above the manager.
But I think Warnock's a good manager. I think folk forget he's managed at the very top level.
That's what I mean,
fit back in, and he's he's heaps of experience. You like him in pressers. He's obviously a million. He's like a different league with the press than Robson was, Ken. And but. If you look at it from the point of view of the strategy, well, that's out the window, is it? Because how's Warnock part of on a strategy, Ken? And how's Ken, the strategy's obviously not worked, is it? Because that's four managers he sacked. Three. Well, McInnes wasn't his man, but obviously. But Ken, you thinking, well, his strategy's out the window now, is it?
Aye.
For the thinking behind Warnock, for... It's just, well, it's panic stations.
That's probably annoyed me the most about hearing the news that Robson had been sacked.
That's what annoyed me the most.
Far was your plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, so we're getting, right, we've decided we're going to sack Robson. Right, okay, so we've got Rangers Celtic next. So we've written M game off anyway. If we get something out of him, it's a bonus. If we didn't, well, we're not expect to get one out. So let's leave Robson in charge for that until we get ourselves sorted out, get our ducks in a row.
24 hours later, name a new man.
And then get something sorted out. Again?
Aye.
Leave him here, the Celtic Rangers game, because it's a free hit.
Aye.
Give him a season. Get somebody in.
Just give him a fucking season.
For me, it's something's near right at that club. Because
is it a free hit, though?
Well, aye.
At home, Celtic?
Yep.
Aberdeen, I think, fancies himself at home against any team.
In current form. Ken Robs.
But I think it's a free hit still, Ken. If fans are not going to put up with getting beat, are they? Ken?
No, but Rangers and Celtic are games you're not expected to win.
50-50, isn't it?
Aye, cup final, that's different. It's a one off.
All right, okay. League every game's a one off.
No, strategy in a league game. But Ken, you're not expected to win at games, right? So just leave him in charge for it until you suss yourself out fit you're getting to go.
I just think you made him look a laughing stock by nae hay and a bucking. Because I was expecting once he did it that the next day somebody was. I know it was only a few days later, but I was expecting somebody in. And that's when I thought, well, he's just gotten trigger happy and bulleted him. Based on a little bit of heat.
Well, he is, isn't he?
But I think he buckles too easy to fans. Like, I really do. Because obviously he was getting a lot of pressure for the fans about Robson.
But he should stick with
his guns. He's giving him a job. Mm-hmm. So he's basically, every time he sacks a manager, he's saying, I got it wrong. Every time he sacks a manager, he's saying, I've got it wrong.
He should have been sticking by Robson saying, no, this is far we all wanted at a time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We gave him an interim job.
Well, here, the Hill season.
But Cormac to hire and fire.
I just think it's a case. Again, folk can say there's a board and that, but ultimately, I think if you own a club and it's your money and your hard earned cash, I think ultimately they can say till they're blue in the face, "Da sack him." If he wants to sack him, he'll sack him.
Aye.
It's Hammett phoned Warnock because Warnock in the interview says I spoke to Dave again.
Aye.
So it's obviously Hammett phones the manager. Aye. So that tells you how you need again. He says he spoke to Davey and Burrows, is it? If it's Burrows' first name, he kept it. So I was like,
Adrian,
is it Adrian?
No,
Dave and Burrows? He said he spoke to Dave and somebody, and I was like, "Fuck that!" But I think it was Burrows. Whatever Burrows' first name is. Come on, boys.
I totally forgot.
Isn't it David or
no?
No. Nah,
Tony?
Dick and feed is.
Chief executive, I
exactly. You're going to Google it.
Aye.
Aye. Burrows.
Is it Alan? Alan.
Is it?
Aye.
It's
100%.
It's Alan Burrows.
It's Alan Burrows.
Is it Alan?
100%.
Aye, that's Nailed what he on. Said, Alan. And I spoke to Dave and Alan.
Hide and seek champion.
Alan Burrows.
Here he is. Well, you said you tried a four to get in the Motherwell, but... Nah, well, like I say, it's just... I think there's maybe a wee bit in behind. They've got a fully experienced manager now, so the fans kind of scream for experience, and if it goes wrong with an experience, then you've just got to look at the players then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been saying it for 5-6 games we're hiding behind Robson. Because obviously, normally a manager gets heat, but say to some of the team, it was just all on Robson at the time, purely on Robson. And then, like I say, you pick up the threads and it's the same again. Warnock's shite, Warnock's at.
Well, you see, again, to play like the way they've been playing, then play like they played in the second half against Celtic. First other performances before.
I agree with that. But you are fit. You consistently are. You're not a good team because you played one good half.
No, you are fit.
You consistently are.
But then
and Aberdeen have consistently been rubbish this season.
That's what annoys me about Fitbath though. That's the standard they can't play. So why are you not playing like that?
Well, it's tough though, isn't it?
It is.
Good teams.
It is tough.
Can good teams all play wheel 90% of the time and play shite 10% of the time?
Aye.
But they're a good team because consistently they're a good team.
Yep.
If you play one good game and 9 bad games, you're a shit team.
Shit team.
Ken.
Aye. It just annoyed me seeing that performance because there's obviously a caveat and a flip side. For a weekend, he might have found out with every person in the dressing room. Yeah, that's the flip side to that, is it? Aye. But
You'd again,
but...
When you've seen him play like that in the second half against Celtic, you're thinking, well, they must have hated Robson because I was none the less when he was... Especially at the end of his... I was into that sort of performance, like because I thought they barred him, but by far the better team in the second half against Celtic. Because every time they went forward, looked like they'd get a score.
Because the first half was embarrassing.
Aye, they were poor in the first half.
Near touch inside the opposition box.
Aye, they were poor. Like
at Warnock, I did some stats. Looking at the stats, 1,952 games as a manager.
Wow.
An overall win percentage, or that amount of games, nearly 41%. That's considering he's not really managed.
Top team.
His 19th job, but he's lost as much as he's won, nearly. 799 wins, 639 losses. But his highest win percentage, 46%. But I was quite surprised, his last 8 jobs, apart from one, Hennepin Mayor in like 35 games.
Is that right? He's most successful manager getting teams promoted, is
promoted,
he?
Promoted,
eh? Five, I think. Five promotions. Mm-hmm. He's won a couple of playoffs.
He did 8 years at Sheffield United. That's his longest job. 99 to 07.
That's fine. He was minding him up. Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Never won a cup.
No.
He's had some cracking quotes as well.
Aye.
Oh, aye. Some of them being
some of the clips. You get to die for 3 points. You got to love that, haven't you?
The one thing's for sure is he's not sniffing mark any pals. They can't sign any players, so he's just going to tell it as it is, and he'll tell it if folk at the club, because that's also what he's getting to be doing. They're probably going to be asking him, like, what you think needs to change or what needs to be better.
Nobody at club has got the experience in football that
he's got.
No one near it.
No.
And they should be picking his brains over he's at, I think.
He could hear a quote, Ken, for that quote from you, Ken, heaps of shit that I've forgotten mayor and you ever know.
Well, it's because you look at like, just off the top of me, because Gunnar's 42, Burrows I think's the same. Cormac's obviously only been involved in football for 10-15 years, whereas he's got 45 years as experience plus as a player.
They should be picking his brains big time.
And I think they'll definitely get home truths soon, won't they?
Oh, I mean, he even a pony punch, isn't he? But he gets his quarter of a million for his few months in the job and tells it how it is.
Mm.
That's good. Advisory role, maybe. Is it
maybe? Right?
That's kind of.
They did ask him about it, and he says, "I've got no time for that."
He said that. He did say that.
No time for that. If they ask my question, I'll answer it. But
I'm not here.
His press conference today was good, was it?
The press conference was absolutely brilliant. He's got everybody fans worked out straight away. Hostile. That's my kind of fans. He says
his pals going to be here tonight. The Dunoon Rangers Sports Club.
If we get barred, then it's
Peter's
fault. But if we get a good result, I'll be in one day's coaching. Great coach.
He's going to be good for the Scottish game, that's for sure.
Oh, he's
definitely a good character.
Because when he thinks the refs are bad in England, wait till he sees he wins in Scotland.
Well, there you go. Celtic got fucking nonsense.
Scandalous.
That is the easiest decision you've ever seen in your life.
They've just booked McGrath just 2 minutes before.
For a wee shove, a wee push, he was booked. A boy puts in a knee-high challenge on and Disney get booked. What's that about?
Crazy. And for Varney to check it. Did VAR check it?
You can't check the
bookings.
But if it's a serious foul play.
Well, he could have actually been sent off. Yeah, it could be an argument for that.
Serious foul play.
There was an issue that day with the VAR, or no? Why was there?
Somebody unplugged. Somebody unplugged it.
Did they hate to shake hands and say, right, we'll start a game with it? I think it
was a crack.
They had to agree and shake hands and say, right, we'll start with it.
I'm saying no.
Aye.
We'll either start with a hate, nay VAR.
Aye.
For a hill game.
Or we'll wait.
Aye. I'll be your negotiation.
Yes.
That's a fair point. Because
it might miss something. It might miss something that's critical to the game.
For you. Mm-hmm. And then it comes in and they get it. So I would agree with it, actually. If you're not going to hit it, it's not coming in.
But there's a lot of moving parts again. Like, Baton, a new head of recruitment today. And
a young lad, is it?
40, just.
Cormac's in thin ice, I think.
Well, only.
He's good to watch himself.
Why doesn't he just put his money on and shut up?
Can you be in thin ice when you're the boss?
No, but
they get sacked themselves.
No, but I've become a point for he's seen as about a fucking loose cannon. Were they going to go and work for him?
Aye.
But my worry is that because he's been successful, he said a triple bypass caused by the FITBA, that you might just go
triple bypass wasn't caused by.
Right, no, but Ken, but the stress of the fit he was doing
didn't help.
Didn't help. He might just decide one day because he's used to being successful, I'm off, and then Aberdeen are screwed because there's no any Dave Cormacs to come in.
You never know.
It's not very well saying, Dave, nobody else will put in money, but he's still got to make some good decisions at a club, Ken. He's making an arse with it, really, is he? Since he's come in, Aberdeen have been pretty woeful. Like.
Uh-huh.
His strategy is not working.
But as I said to Abdi, it was woeful 2 years before he came in, and Abdi forgets that. Aye. McInnes gets a better manager every year without him. Mm-hmm. Ken, the last 2 years, the fans wanted McInnes out.
Aye.
So
it was not as bad as it's been. It's gotten worse. They got third.
Third European run. Yeah, run as such, but Europe.
I just keep saying, finals. You can get Jurgen Klopp in the morning, right, and 50 grand a week, right, and say, right, I'm going to bankroll it, my boy. You're still going to be buying players for 150, 200 grand, up to 500 grand, and you're not going to get consistency buying players at that price. Doesn't matter how good your scouting network is, if you get consistency, they're not going to be playing at that level.
I think, no, I disagree with you.
On what basis?
the doing your homework on a player.
Character.
If they just if they delved deep enough into these players that they're buying, Kenny, you're spending £500,000. But if you're spending £500,000 on a player, surely Christ, you're good enough for the Scottish Premier League. And surely they should have done. If they're willing to spend £500,000 on it, they've fucking checked them out inside out.
Aye. Yep.
And Ken.
In football terms, £500,000 isn't a lot of money, is it?
No, but then if he's not going to be any better than your youth academy boys or whatever, why buy him?
I think a good manager can take a group of players and make them a team, siege mentality, get them working towards a goal. And I think he can get some, maybe not as consistent as Rangers and Celtic, but no, certainly.
You look at Clement, just new with Rangers.
Much in such a same special, but just
same team, as so same squad as fit.
40 points out of 45.
Aye.
You're beat by Celtic and drew at Pittodrie. Apart from that,
it's about a 30 million squad, Mike, compared to like a 2 million squad.
You look at if I was in charge before that, and fact, he was
point,
getting out of them.
That's my point straight away, this is what you said here. Rangers have got players in their team that cost 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million. Aberdeen got players in their team cost 100, 200, 300, 500 grand.
But just because the bottom ad doesn't mean it. Like Majovski, if they buy Majovski for
550 or something.
Well, he's not a £550,000 player, is he?
No, he's not, but I'm saying you're not going to get a Majovski every one, are you?
No.
So you look at Clarkson this season, you paid possibly £1 million for him. He's just in the doldrums, is he? In the shadows.
But you can expect Aberdeen to be better than they are, because they're still the third, fourth biggest budget in Scotland.
We should be beating the clubs out with the Old Firm.
Yeah,
if you were to play.
And that was the thing about McInnes. Abdi hated the fact that we never competed against Rangers and Celtic, but we beat Abdi Elsk easily.
Yeah.
Outside them too.
Cormac's kicking himself like Sark McInnes, isn't he?
Oh, he got to be.
I think if he, because he never backed McInnes like he's backed his other managers. No, if you give McInnes that sort of money, then maybe.
Aye.
Okay.
McInnes.
I don't blame him in a why, because I think when you Takura place, you wouldn't get a man.
You do, aye.
But he's now finding it's not easy to get a decent.
That's not easy.
It's not an easy gig.
No.
Well, you look at this, the possible managers coming in for Aberdeen last week when it was announced, Ken, you got your Neil Lennon's, your Alex Neils, and managers like that. You're scraping the barrel.
That's what was refreshing. I'm going for Warnock because they went outside the merry-go-round, the standard same Scottish boys.
Milky McKay, is
that? And just went, right, we'll go get him for a short term.
So looking at the long term for Aberdeen, Warnock will be at end of season. Fadgie Hinkle, come on.
Who knows? I'd like him to go for somebody that nobody's ever heard of, just so that they kind of criticise him, basically. Just so that.
Well, that's a criticism straight away. Fuzz this boy.
But I just mean
say that about Postie.
That's what I'm saying.
But you get what I mean, no, you can.
But everybody likes to go him, or SSS. But if it's somebody from Europe that nobody's ever heard of, then.
You look Fuzz out today. Lennon, really? Nah. You want fuck? It might be all right for a season, then it'll just be a basket case.
And the punters, when I hate him, I'm not caring for you, Sue. You're not hating Lennon. You're club.
They're a hard crowd to please.
You said Steve Keane, that was a good shout.
I think so. I thought he did a great job at Blackburn, and he's kind of dropped off the face of planet. I think he was at Hibs for a while.
I suppose they weren't even mentioned. Can I have taught me Gary Rowett? Why the name? Like, why just go and interview these boys? It might be some of them go, right, okay, what to be in England, what to be in a big bit. Might just want a job.
Aye. And I said,
Mark Hughes.
Hey, come up here. Aye, Mark Hughes, what are you boys? Right, this is stepping stone for your next job again.
I think somebody's bound to think. He's big folk, he's big players, he's big managers, they've all got big egos. That Delmar's not somebody I could splat old for.
Exactly.
It's a job I could fucking splat.
I could finish second.
Aye. At least. Imagine I won it. I'd stroke my ego even more. I'd be the kind of thing I would think, honestly. Well, if I was a manager, I would just believe, I could, whether you're stupid or no, I would believe I could get a group of players and can get a siege mentality, get them playing together, good man management. You could do it. I don't think it's out with the realms or impossible.
To split the Wolf Firm again.
To split them, because they're not that great.
I think they've came back a bit.
Look at Celtic and Saturday.
They're
not that great.
They're getting worse with Wreck-It Rodgers. Like, honestly.
But another comparison I would give is, like, you've got English clubs buying players for hundreds of millions of pounds for terrible. But Chelsea's team aren't Nate Man United, 96 million, 120 million for Fernandes, 120 million for Casido, and they're duds.
But it's like owning, as soon as Rangers and Celtic come in for OMD, the price goes up. As soon as somebody, a Premiership team comes in for somebody, price goes up.
But what I'm saying is that the certain players aren't producing and they've paid a small fortune, but yet Abdi expects Aberdeen to get every signing to be brilliant on their budget.
Did they though?
Look at Chelsea. Chelsea's a prime example. How many players have they signed, and how many of them have done anything that would even remotely be decent?
Palmer, that's a bit.
That's it.
Takamutu at Falls.
Well, you can't
see those in a billion. He was fucking shocking. He was 100 million.
Abdi was clambering for him.
He was fucking terrible.
The boy Endo Fernandes, Abdi was bumming him up. Shite.
Aye. Ange, speaking in an interview, you kind of just buy players and expect to be good. That's not if it's a boot.
That's what we've said.
Goals, is it?
Millions of times. Strategy, Pep, Klopp. They can fit they want, they can fit the need, they can how they want to play.
Aye.
Go out and get my heart, boy.
I think the most important thing in recruitment is actually can and fit a boy's a boot.
Aye. Fit how he fits into that team. And look at Ange.
Is that his attitude, Ken? Does he want to be the best?
Aye.
Ken, is he always on Instagram? Is he Ken Dean heaps of shit out with FIBA? He's not for me. Yeah. He might be a good player in a Saturday, new and again. He's not for me. I want somebody that's just
dedicated
to FIBA.
Kind of like Song.
I saw an eye.
Even Mjovski strikes me as a boy. He knows he's gone to the top of the game.
He's absolutely brilliant.
I'm telling you,
he's a good player.
If I was a pro, I'm not joking, I'd be knocking my pan in every single day. 100%.
Mayovsky's the best striker in Scotland for me.
All round striker, I think he is.
I think so.
Shanklin's a better goal scorer, I think.
Kyle Gross went clean off a bio. I think he's just bored.
He can't be arsed.
That's
just crap.
I think he likes his.
Rogers.
When Ange was there, it was 100 mile an hour, let's go forward. And he quick thinking boy, finds space, but Rogers is. Ken, he's hand side wise. He's probably marking runs and getting fed up. Keep marking the run. You dagger the bar. You're like, fuck this.
Exactly.
Just stop marking.
Just like his rack.
But Shanklin, that you mentioned there, they scored last late on Saturday.
He's dug him out of some holes the last
two goals and an assist, isn't it?
I think that's them kind of secured third.
Home and hosed.
He's got to be knocking in the door for a start for Scotland.
For Shankland?
Aye. Because we haven't got a goal scorer.
I know. I think it's McClark wants a work rate, does he?
I think you have to hit the work rate for Scotland.
You could hit 10 grafters and fucking. I don't think you can beat a boy that just scores goals.
But he's not going to run channels.
He's Kenny Millers. He's not your fucking.
I don't think Scotland are going to
score. But the flip side of that is if we get that one chance and it falls to him, he'll score.
Aye.
But I think that can only thing for the outside looking in.
I'd be tempted to gamble with him, because he'll get you a goal.
Ferguson. Ferguson. I'll get you a goal now.
he came on for about 5 minutes and managed to get a goal.
Aye, Heder.
Kenny Heder. Great Heder.
Aye.
I just think.
Just a natural goal scorer, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is, aye.
Would you trial him out the games pre
Euros? Absolutely. He's an annoying prick. I absolutely hate him.
Shanklin.
His exploits at a game live. He's just such a fud.
But I love
it. He's doing a business, so
I love it.
We can do feel likes.
I'll tell you, Fuzz, a little cunt. Mopey.
Oof.
Is he?
Did you hear Danny Mills today?
God.
You've mentioned him now.
Did with him?
He was against Spurs.
Spurs, taking a piss out of darts with Madison.
And then Madison gets, he doesn't score enough goals to get his own celebration. Then Mopey goes, well, I've scored more goals than you, and I've been relegated less.
And he's clearly said to Kyle Walker about Fitzgerald on his life last night.
Last night, absolutely.
100%. Brilliant.
And then Danny Mills today basically said, well, first thing I'd do, you'd go straight over the fence. And then second thing I'd do, I'd grab him in a tunnel and I'd smash him.
Aye.
Danny fucking Murphy.
He's a wing guy.
Mills.
Oh, Danny Mills.
Danny Mills would be up for it.
Aye, he would.
Mopey's out here to attack you after your game.
Working as well.
They were phoning up the radio doing, well, that's what it's about.
And
Abby was phoning up with FIBA players and they were going, well, have I done it?
Aye.
Oh, fuck aye. If you can't, somebody was getting biting at you,
wind them up.
FIBA, they need to change the subject, but you mentioned about shithousery. FIBA Bellingham, did you think he asked the card? Greenwood.
Oh, he definitely did.
A rapist.
Aye. Think so?
Aye.
He's going to get done big time for that, isn't he?
Is he?
That's what they're saying.
Aye.
Why?
La Liga's going to ban him.
He didn't see it. He must have misread his lips, didn't he? Say it?
He's got a good team at him. They are coming up with words. It could look like rapist because you couldn't hear it. You just read it in his lips.
Could have been vapist.
But I've seen a thing for they put a word on a they mark a sound or something, but you read it.
And it says aye. What does it say? Green else. Or something. Another word.
Oh, fuck. They tell you in the caption, aye, he said rapist, so that's automatically what you're looking for,
yep,
and it works, Ken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, maybe he did, nah.
No.
He did.
Allegedly.
Well.
The Premier League this weekend, though, the highest amount of goals scored. Was it a Premier League weekend?
Because you can't defend.
Because defending's gone, is it?
It's gone, eh?
Shit. Yeah. Defending. You've basically got some of the best attacking you've ever seen. The worst defending.
But it's only the best that are talking because the defending's so shit.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I think so.
There's a bit of that.
Aye, absolutely.
I think so. A lot of these players wouldn't live.
Yeah, there's no Henry's or anything like that. Nah. It's doing incredible things.
There's no individual talents really on him.
It's such a shit. I'm sure from your ID and 100 years from now, they'll be able to do it, but you can't attack back like an AC Milan.
Ah.
Their defend. Put Maldini, Baresi, Costa Curta, Tissotti, put it back for them now to see if it happens.
I think there'll still be goals. See, for me, obviously Haaland's top marksman, but I think if you put a proper centre backs in against him, I don't think he would do the business.
You get a proper bully centre half against him, because he bullies
folk.
He's good. He's movement's powerful. Good. He's powerful, but
he's a runner.
Aye,
he's not technically as good as some of the attackers back in the day.
No,
like your R9s and Ronaldinho's and.
Wow. You put a John Terry up against him.
Aye.
Nasty.
Oh, you put a Yapstam, John Terry, fucking some of these boys, half of these boys would not live with it. Half of them would
not. The defending's unbelievably bad. You're looking at two of the best teams in England, Arsenal, Liverpool. Some of our goals you wouldn't have seen Sunday league.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Arsenal second team's a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. How much they pay for that goal in the centre half?
Aye.
Van
Dijk team, but I don't think that's his fault.
No, neither do I.
He leaves it. A keeper's facing the right way.
Van Dijk did the right thing.
He's facing his own goal. Yeah. He's running.
It's a keeper's call.
He's called, so he's blocked the defender for him. And then he's completely missed the bar.
Okay.
It's not Van Dijk's fault.
No, I wasn't saying that, but.
He's finished.
Eh?
But he's finished.
He is finished.
Nah. He's been good this year.
He's been good this year.
FA game. Ah, he was not great.
Even the Man City game last night, straight for keeper's hand, bounced
straight. Tony Bucks in a centre half, he's right through and goal.
Couldn't believe that.
That's Sunday league stuff.
And they're needing offside for a goal kick.
I know.
Nobody touched it.
Nobody touched it. Can't be offside for a goal
even
kick.
Even Shedkins, that's not offside.
I think Tony's a handful.
He's a good player, but again, he's just bullied the centre half, isn't he?
He's just backed into him.
Why is he throwing him out the road and fucking going on top of the ball?
But check how dominant that is nowadays. If you get a throwback centre forward, it backs into did I give it?
Can you imagine if Drogba was playing nowadays against that?
He'd run riot.
Oh my god!
The big an average boy Davis at Bolton. Is it Simon Davis, man?
Kevin Davies.
Dean Holdsworth.
John Fashion.
He was a nasty bastard, Dean Holdsworth.
his boys.
Dean Ashton. He was another.
Even Andy Carroll. He would run riot. So well, no,
too far.
too
far. Too low, do never.
I have spoke some amount of shit, but possibly the worst.
But we can't say it's just that the defending's not great. There's not many man in matches been given out for defenders, is there?
Even the fullbacks, and I think they're so easy to get in the back row, and I think
because they're too fucking focused and going forward.
Ken, so shit.
Do you think that's came for? Well, actually, you mentioned last night the clip for Merson, which is probably right enough.
Well, I think he got to agree with him. He basically said here that he excelled in his one position, and his boy's at Chelsea, but he plays four or five positions. And he goes, telling you, Jeff, unless you excel at one position, you want to make it.
Aye.
And here's a guy who's done it.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I agree with that as well. If it's a saying, Jack Oldtree,
master of none.
There you go.
Well, I heard a good conversation with was it Carragher said? No, Gary Neville said in a message in the group. See, if I was playing, I seen a fullback coming in centre midfield. I'd be telling him to get the fuck on.
Scholes, aye.
And then Keane came up with Goody and he goes, you see midfielders dropping in to centre half? I'd tuck a fence that. Aye, I can pass that far.
Who's the cat with Scotland McTominay? McTominay gone in at centre half.
But you see that all the time in the football. Like Marcy says, the centre midfielder behind his centre backs getting the bar.
Receiving the bar.
Like, fuck off.
It's just a north.
Weird why they play
in these. It's totally different.
It's of course, there's no physicality. You're not allowed,
that's the thing.
You're not allowed to do it anymore. You're not allowed to tackle. Tackling's banned.
You're not allowed a reducer.
It's not a fact to tackle the back. It's just the players nowadays have gotten too good at acting as well.
No, you're not allowed to tackle. Look at the amount of bookings and sending officers being. For you've made a good tackle, but you followed through like you
would.
That
was a classic guy. You can't follow through anymore. And that was always a thing. If you get a bar first, that was a rule.
That was a rule.
Well,
now it's excessive force, isn't it?
Aye.
We were tagged, I think it was Ricky Christie on Instagram. It was a highlight reel of Maldini playing and tackling. And you're going, that's a free kick. That's a free kick.
Was it, aye?
That's a free kick. I knew it is, but it was good challenges back then. And he was going in with studs up, not high, but winning the bar.
On the bar.
Aye, a lot of them.
Aye.
And
they're reds now.
Aye, half I knew it.
But irons were good tackles for you'd win it with force, and you'd come through and get up with the bar and move on, whereas your attackers rumbled in a heap. Nay, injured.
Dean Cartwheels.
Dean Cartwheels, but you're up in there. Again. Magic.
Aye.
Fucking soft as shit.
It's player safety, is it?
No.
1-0 Rangers.
Is it?
Matondo.
Fuck. Just kicked off, is it?
7 minutes.
You want to be on horror him and
switch out notifications off.
Could be chalked off. I've seen a few come through. 87%
possession.
It's only 7 minutes.
It's only 7 minutes, then.
It's to be expected.
Rangers might have been kick off.
I think Rangers will be looking for a lot of night to get top of the league. If we need three.
I've done you as a favourite weekend. It's cock on any night.
It's all right. Wreck it, Rogers will wreck it by the end of the season anyway.
You mentioned, are you watching Newcastle Luton game?
I did. I watched it.
4-4. That just shows you a sign.
Four,
a lot of bad defending in that.
I was. I thought Luton were actually going to be good for a win. They were quite good going forward every time they went forward.
Barkley, how good is Barkley playing? Good
a
player.
Lot of good stuff come through him, aye, actually. But two lads have got up front for Luton.
Handful.
Handy lads. Like, handy. They're quite big, powerful lads. Good. I thought Luton were...
Barnes getting found out, isn't he?
Aye.
Big Dan Barnes.
Oh, my God.
He got roasted.
Oh, my God.
I've seen milk turn quicker than on Luton.
And he looked like he was treading water at one point, didn't he?
Oh, aye.
So, do you think it's just a matter of time if Eddie comes up north to give Waza a hand at Derry United?
Waza's assistant shortly.
Waza's assistant at Derry United.
Eddie Howe's on a wobbly bike, I'd say.
Think so?
Aye. He's not good enough for top level.
He's been found out now, so.
Aye.
2-0.
I don't know. No, it's a text.
What was it?
Roos again.
Dinner.
Roos has made a racket.
He's a fuck. Is that what it says?
Well, it's Steve.
It's text, is it?
He's a fucking clown. I actually messaged Archie saying, get your arse back to Aberdeen.
Archie's done well. Morecambe,
he's a great start at Morecambe.
Won it again at the weekend. I saw the shed.
What was I saying?
Eddie
Howe, wobbly bike, third assistant manager. You've heard it here first.
You're not needing him.
He's not got an assistant yet, though, is he?
No,
he's not needing.
Doesn't he need him?
No.
Nice.
Well, he's got his assistant. Saves a wage.
Saves a wage.
But I used to say, can't attack Newcastle any further, Jink.
Looking for his dinner season, I don't think.
Struggle big. Well, they went back in Europe's killed them.
Aye. Is that just squad numbers or is just the fact that...
Well, they hadn't been able to go out and splash their cash because of SFFP. They didn't in January, did they?
No.
Nobody did.
Yeah. Well, transfer deadline finished last week and there was just nothing, was there?
Nothing.
Did Lingard go to South Korea?
Fast care.
Exactly.
He did, aye.
Fast care.
Did.
Waste of space.
For his holiday, like a...
All
this?
No. Big game at the weekend, Arsenal, though. Arsenal and Liverpool.
I thought it was quite a good game. When I came
first half, I thought Arsenal were by far a better team, and then us flipped during the second half. Apart from a couple of rickets for Liverpool, I think they would have probably gone on to win it.
Aye.
Yeah.
Liverpool kind of set up differently because they had obviously the young lad playing the last few games and they played really well and they've obviously put.
His father passed away.
Oh, did he?
That's why he was there.
Ah, right. Oh, sad. Again.
It wasn't his father was playing.
Stop playing, yeah.
Give me a fib on
it. I mean, Brett Favre played in the day his dad died for the Packers and had like an amazing game.
Aye.
But ack, it's an individual thing.
He's only a young loon.
Nah, just a young loon.
Aye. Man United, how did they go on the weekend? Any idea? Never heard much about it.
It's the best they've played in a while.
Just went about the business.
Last two games. Yeah. Last two games they've played well.
Aye. Middle of the table folk.
Still a bit ropey to back. Still a bit easy to get
Martinez had to shout.
Shattered again.
Fucking hell.
I think he's
a funny meme yesterday. It's been a glitch. It was a freak accident, I know, but it's
freaky,
just...
It's just one of that. You can see the boy landed on the boy's knee.
He's maybe not suited to Premier League. He's just maybe not player. He's just not suited. Yeah. Just Italian league or something suit him, maybe.
It's made a glass.
Too much. I think it's got to the point of easy.
He's the weakest hard man I've ever heard. The Butcher. He should call him a fairy.
He's the Butcher's Matt Coleslaw.
I tell you last week. I says you lost a couple of weeks of Ranger. He didn't even last a fucking week. And that's him out for 12 months again. What's happened to Varane? Is he injured in ours? He's just negating a game.
But I thought in the weekend, can you do it? Just boy, why he's landed on the boy. It's one of that things. Like when he broke his foot.
Weak joints. Weak bones.
Aye. He's weak. He's made a glass.
It's frustrating because they've been playing better because he can come out with the bar for the buck and he knits the midfield together and that's why it's frustrating.
He's got a bit of boot him.
I was going to text, that's two games he's been back and that's two games Man United have been better. Mm-hmm. If I was said centre-half's the most important position in the back, you get your strong centre-halves in, the team will play better.
Tell you, full-backs are the best things.
Nah,
it's all of the striker. No goals, no wins.
He does make a difference because he's an aggressive player. He wins tackles, he wins bar, but he can step out and start stuff.
But being on the table is no good to anybody, is he? And Man United gets to the point where I need to get some replacement in.
But for
this thing, you get injured every five seconds.
But then that injury's out with his control. Can it's not as though he's pulling up every week we have muscle injury or a fucking. That's an injury that's happened due to a tackle. It's not his fault he got injured. It's not his fault. Can like Michael Owen used to be able to be injured with his hammy as well.
Aye, because he'd weak hammies.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
So he's too fast for his own good.
It's bad recruitment. So they should be really looking into a boy like that.
Easy injured.
If he's easy injured, they should have looked into it. But mm-hmm. I think you'll find his record at Ajax is pretty good.
You've just gone out in a whimmy.
Lower intensity.
For that second night, he's played like
that's fine. Four games.
Doesn't matter what you say in this podcast. You know that Massey's got
no.
Straight in to check something, and then you're getting a text later on.
Be somebody on the text.
We like raised eyes, going, oh, aye, right enough.
And if Massey doesn't do it, it'll be somebody I'm on. No, he's missed. He missed fucking 50% of these games. I was injured.
Hoyland started scoring there.
If it's made my
four in a row.
Four in a row.
My United are clicking into gear.
Wouldn't say.
Is it the Radcliffe effect?
Far too early.
Wouldn't say that.
They've played well in the last two games.
Wolves and West Ham.
West Ham. Aye.
Still got to win them.
But the three lads, Hoyland, Garnacho, and what was the third?
Meno.
Aye.
He's good.
I'd get rid of Rashford because he was my against mediocre teams. He doesn't even stand. I'd get rid of him. Honestly.
Aye.
Totally get rid of him.
He's technically inept.
His decision making's horrendous.
I was thinking in my van though, should you get in an Ashford, Ken? If I was a fullback, you fancy playing against him? You're a wee bit of a sleepless night against Ashford because his pace
and Fitty Candy.
You'd have fancy playing against him. So there's something about him. But he just marks a wrong
decision.
But
you know, as a good defender, you could manage him out the game with your game intelligence.
Aye, if you're a really good defender. Aye, if you're top fullback with heaps of pace, I think Walker's fucking got. He's like thinking, man, he's thinking anyway. I'll match him for pace, and after that, he's fucked. Because Ken is in an easy chance, but he's got a chance, and he blazed that with 30 yards with the back.
Well, he cut inside, beat his boy, cut inside, just hit a target. It's fucking went over the stand.
It's just unacceptable.
He's obsessed with this lacing of the bar, isn't he?
Just fucking kind of like a boy man who may wick a four. Cuts inside. Bonnie curled into the bottom corner. Beautiful goal.
Aye.
If that was Rashford, that's going out for a throw-in.
Aye.
Rashford will come onto form soon because he'll be trying to get back his way into Euro squad.
Either that or try to get sell to PSG.
He'll be in the squad. Definitely be in the squad, but I reckon he'll be starting. You that game with Southgate, do you?
He's not Southgate favourite, though, is he?
And if he's been out in the last, he doesn't like that, does he?
Here's him while watching Jordan Henderson at weekend.
I know. What an insult that. Isn't it to everybody else?
He's not Foden's there. Southgate's there.
Nah, because he ran on a lash.
Foden's firing. Also, Anders, I knew, like.
Unbelievable last night.
Brilliant last night.
Unbelievable.
Brentford.
Still got to put in the bar in the pocket, is he?
Brentford. I mean, he's teen the bad doing in the chest in the 6 yard box unchallenged. I mean, I could have scored that.
Could have, actually.
His chest was quite heavy, you know.
There's only three players in the league with better stats in him this season.
Is there? Right.
Stats.
He's an Arby's fantasy team.
Like Fabe says, again, stats are like miniskirts.
If it's a last bit,
hide out the good bit.
Important bit.
Important
bit. How is it?
No, it was a good weekend of sport, as in the Premier League.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
A lot of goals. A lot of goals. We'll come
Fabi,
on.
It's boiling mine in.
Mm-hmm.
The death. Oh, Carl Weathers.
Oh.
We should have done black armbands on it.
I know. Should have had the Rocky tunes on and
aye.
Aye.
There is no tomorrow.
No, for him or
so
no.
Many good. So many good quotes.
What a character.
One of the best.
It just digs up all the clips for the movies and that. Again, it's brilliant. All the training montages.
You see, Ben auctioned a Rocky glove.
Did he?
Aye.
For the sprinting being the beach.
Aye.
Magic.
In the great Rocky.
No.
When Apollo dies and Dean is training thing and goes back to cutting back to the beach.
There's no easy way out. There's no shot. That's when he's driving the car. When I was a kid, I used to rewind it and watch it again. Again.
Using a cardboard box, pretending he was driving the car.
It's after his argument in the staircase with Deirdre.
Deirdre!
First, she really cuts him. She goes, "You can't win!" Then he comes back with a bell. Well, maybe I can win, but he's gonna have to take everything I've got. Oh, it's so fucking good.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
My favourite Apollo bit is speech with the Warriors. Can we're born with the Warriors? We can't just turn it off and on like some radio. If there's nothing to fight, the Warrior might as well be dead. And for the Ken and Rocky IV as a robot, and then I think Rocky gets it for his birthday, but Paul ends up talking it. And then he comes out and he goes, "What the hell is this?" Or a bit, just a simple bit, for he's in a pool, throwing the bat at his dog in the pool, and then a Russian starts spicking Ken, and he just gets angry and throws the bat away.
Oh, brilliant.
Another bit is Rocky 2, for he's in the office and his trainer starts to speak him out or fighting Rocky again. And he goes, "So what do you really think?" And then his trainer goes right up to him, "I seen you give that man the biggest beating he's ever had, and he keeps coming back at you." We don't need that kind of man in our lives.
Is that his trainer boy? Go up with Paul AC.
He's ace and all.
That's
Sam McGee's Rocky speech. So he goes, he's saying him again, "I know you'll be the one left standing. You do what you've got to do. Do it. Do it. Do it."
And the music changes.
Hot songs. And he's picking him up. And he's training old school. So he's pulling down the nastines. And he's picking up a horse cart.
Dini's shut up, so the boy's hitting him in the belly.
But it's cutting the Drago, and he's got all the fucking technology.
He's running up his track.
And even the music.
Punching the bar because he's running through.
And then he keeps on hitting that square pad harder and harder.
Harder. And the number's going up.
And Rocky's chopping his sticks. Chopping the wood.
And that young crazy Russian boy, whatever he hits, he destroys.
Rocky loses chaperones.
Aye, in the car. KGP falling in the car.
Can I keep up with him? He's running through big thick snark.
Then he's a tap of bed. He's a tap of Ben Ahi.
You can't, it's over when he's finished his training montage and he's coming back to Hutton. Adrian's standing there.
Aye, slow music.
I'm with you. No matter what. No matter what. No matter what.
Oh no. And he's going to jump out of your chair and start punching stuff.
If it's on a telly, you've got to watch it, don't you?
Tell your ITV 4, can you flick through? Oh, Rocky 4.
Go and watch this. Rocky 4, man.
What a
film. So good. Even the Russian national anthems.
Good anthem.
Carl Weathers, aye, passed away. He was also in Happy Gilmore, was he, mine?
Played the boy
with
clubs or something like that.
Bitten off by an alligator.
That's right.
Predator as well.
Aye, Predator.
He does that thing for he goes erm with Arnie.
Arnie.
That's a good meme, Ken, for it's just two massive fucking biceps. But he's fucking brilliant in that film. Apart from Rocky, he's the best character. Rocky, probably.
I love the bit at the end of Rocky 2 when they're kind of doing a training at the end. And he goes, "Who's doing the bell? I'll do the bell." Ding, ding, ding.
he comes shield
and he turns around.
That's a good bit.
Good stuff. Another death last week. We mentioned it earlier. Shewan, he's got a minute silence. A minute's clap at Pitodry at the weekend as well. Good stuff. Right, Justice League this week.
Yes.
I think the shared views, you're obviously in referee duties.
I was.
Only one you mentioned, and it was in the Newcastle versus Luton game.
It was the only one I could really see. It might
change
affect,
the result.
Affect the result. There was a couple of other things, but they weren't a change in results. So
like you mentioned the Bournemouth game with this.
No sense of speaking about them. So,
So it was this penalty decision for Luton, was it against Newcastle?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a quick view it to see if everybody's thinking.
Dan Byrne gets absolutely burnt here.
It's never a penalty.
Panic station. It's a pen. He's panic stations. He grabs him, pulls him back. So blatant penalty. Look, arm in the shooter.
It's a classic slow motion because they've stopped it as he puts his hand in the shooter.
And another thing gives it a while. Look at Dan Byrne's hands once he falls down. I'm not touching him now. Too late.
Was it in the box though?
It's carried on.
He said two chops at me. He said, "Go outside, then I go inside."
He's not arguing. Look, that's a telltale sign. Why he's looking down at the ground, scratching his head. He can't fine.
You saying that's a pen?
Aye.
No dunk.
It's a free kick outside the box.
Look, he's still got hood on him, and he's well inside.
You don't know if you see well it. That's outside the box, isn't it?
But if it continues in,
it's a pen.
It's a pen.
Is it?
Look at his face. Look,
he can't. He's thinking about his half time.
Yeah.
You see the calamity of 40. The referee's trying to break up somebody at the edge of the box and he blows his whistle and the boy tucks his penalty.
I see that.
He's like, blows it again. He's like, no, you got it. Just his second goal to pen.
He
scored the first
time. Morris. Can you? A lot of teams came up in the past of low block. Luton actually going, yeah, go.
Aye.
There's nothing to lose for them.
Nah.
And it's good to watch.
As I say, they've got a couple of handy boys up front, actually. So.
And Barkley's making a massive difference.
He's a good player, Barkley.
Townsend, really good player. I don't think he was playing Saturday.
I looked at him there. I think he's still only like 28 or 29. He's still.
He sounds as low as he's been on a go for ages.
Destroyed at Chelsea.
Chelsea fucked him.
Another player.
Seems to be a hellhole for players. Chelsea.
It's a scrapyard.
Is Luton getting bid up this season?
Before the season started, I said no.
But I would have thought rock bottom. But I think Sheffield United are going to tie it up.
Well, Luton Sheffield United this weekend.
He's got to be manager of the year if he keeps them up.
Aye. It'd be a shout for it. Because if Pep wins the league again, well.
They've came in a bit of, this is maybe sick as such, but they've came in a bit of form since Lockyer had his
thing in. Galvanised.
Maybe the team. And
a bit like Denmark from the Ericsson. Galvanised. Something like that would galvanise you, would
definitely,
it?
Definitely.
That just shows you, Ken, if you can get a siege mentality and amongst other players, game something,
yep.
You can just create shit.
Shit. Just mucks stuff up.
Have you ever watched that Last Dance? Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan. Brilliant. He used to just create shit in the seed.
Aye.
To give you, just give him my edge. Ken.
Ken, he would think somebody was... Ken.
Got MVP.
MVP.
I'm going to show him.
He thinks he's MVP. Oh, no. I'm MVP. Then go and went beaten by like 30 points by himself. Are we saying that's a penalty or no?
No pen. No, it was a pen. Sorry.
I didn't think it was a pen. I think it was very soft.
Yeah. So we kind of changed the results, weren't we? I agree.
Back to the thing, if you were having a pint, would you go down?
I think in that instance, aye.
Aye?
Aye.
It'd be worth £4.50, I think, aren't you?
I just think why it's happened, the boy's absolutely burned. Burns for pace. He's burned for pace. Yeah. He's panicked. He's put his hands on him. He's trying to do it lightly, but pulled him enough. Nah, it's a pen.
So, stands.
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 Can't do nothing about that.
No.
No. Good stuff. Good stuff, right? We'll move on to Wank of the Week this week.
Yep.
What a fucking wanker. I was kind of struggling this week for Wankers of the Week.
I was not.
No way.
I was struggling fitting to pick.
Aye?
Was you? Oh, no. I was humming and haying. Got one, though.
Okay, yeah. As it should.
Jamie Carragher.
Oh, is this after the...
Fidrisi.
Well, he basically was slagging off Arteta and Arsenal for their celebrations after the game. Now, I'm in total agreement with Carragher. I think they were way over the top. Arteta running, doing the fucking length of the pitch. On the pitch.
So Arteta's, I'll just let you carry on, but Arteta's mine because of that.
Aye. Well, he's running down the pitch. It's a league game. All right, it's a high-pressure situation. It's a good 3 points they've got. He's run down the length of the park. Fucking yay, brilliant. Why didn't they just fucking shock him on just hard and get on with it? And then all the celebrations on the pitch. Now, I'm totally in agreement with Carragher slagging him for it. But he's a total fucking hypocrite. Because, see, if in Liverpool do you, and Klopp does it.
It's fine.
It's, well, it was a good result. And Klopp's done this, and Klopp's done that.
Double standard.
Double standards for me. Piss off, Carragher. Nay, ain't it? So Jamie Carragher for me, just because he's double standards.
I just cannot look at him on the TV. And it just, he's done absolutely nothing.
He's always used technical area.
Always.
Just bugs my heart.
It's a Charity Shield, didn't it?
FA Cup.
FA Cup, aye, of course I had to, because that's what got me a Charity Shield.
Aye. I was 1 point in the second half, I think it was. He was halfway doing...
Is it 2-0?
No.
I was hoping for 1-1. It was halfway doing the touchline.
Aye.
Referees and the third officials are saying, fuck all them.
I just hate
should
him.
Be getting booked.
He's, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I can't understand it, but I have to agree with Carragher, but Carragher's a prick because he's all right finished Liverpool.
Mine this week is, I was struggling, but I came across a TikTok video, I think it was this week, and it was Jason Cundy. Saying that snooker is not a sport.
It's a game.
Aye.
For you arguing there.
It's a sport.
It's a game.
It's if you look at fit snooker is, it's a sport. It's definitely a sport.
Definitely a
game can be a sport. Like golf.
Is it a sport?
Golf.
Or is it a game?
Golf's a sport. Come on.
Golf's a sport. Snooker's a game.
Darts a game?
Game.
Sport.
So fit, right, okay. So fit marks golf a sport and snooker a game. What's the difference?
Well, Cundy's said...
No, I'm asking Dunk.
Oh, Dunk, sorry.
I think there's more athleticism involved, especially now in golf. Snooker's nothing. If you can smoke a fag and drink a pint...
You could do that, boy. Plenty of folk beer up playing golf.
Georgie Best, didn't he?
Human S. Big cigar. Darren Clark, cigars.
Is that a sport? I suppose you class it as a sport, but...
It is a sport.
But bizarrely, I'm enjoying snooker again for the first time in 20 years. Like, but
I think Jason Cundy said, owning that you can wear the same shoes and drink up is nae a sport.
Anything you can... If you don't wear the same shoes...
You didn't have to change your shoes for it.
You have to change your shoes. It's nae a sport.
That's a good idea. You didn't go to the shops with your golf shoes on.
I see fucking kids walking boot Tesco with their Fitbit beats on.
Kids with Fitbit beats on.
You change your shoes.
He's got.
Is Formula One a sport?
Aye, because you've changed your shoes.
Do you?
Aye.
How?
You're in
you could drive. You could drive a Formula One car. With high techs.
No, you couldn't, because you wouldn't be allowed.
Massey thinks Formula One driving is the simplest thing. Yeah.
And you need special shoes to. You're not even your shoes. You're not even doing the hand with your feet, are you?
Wait, got to hit the right weight.
Fucking pressing the pedals.
Isn't it pedals? It's up in the steering wheel, is it?
Nah, still.
Oh, still pedal.
Still throttling brake. Well, you need special shoes for that.
Because you're all in one racing suit.
Flame retardant and stuff like that.
I don't know, you probably...
5G.
Do put on different shoes, but you don't need different shoes. Boxing. Boxing.
UFC. You didn't have to wear on his shoes.
Your stocking soles.
Boxing, you could wear the same... You see, folk who wear like trainers, boxing.
Nigga, I'm with your slip on shoes for a fucking game of
boxing. Nigga, I'm with the loafers, yeah.
You could box with Converse. Uncle Converse.
Aye, you could.
There you go.
So that's not sport.
That's not sports now. Boxing's there.
That's not sport.
I seen a clip a day at Nigeria came over to play England and that can. It was black and white days. And they bare feet. Black and white TV days. The bare feet.
Aye.
They played an English team and won 5 something. It's the first time they'd played an English team. And the other head was like tubey grip stuff around their feet.
Aye. Zola Budman. She used to run in stock and soles.
A snooker sport for you, mate.
Aye, it's a sport.
How do you define it, though?
That is the question, though. If it defines it.
Definition of sport. Like,
if you watch question of sport, would you get a snooker question?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. All right, conversation over.
He tried to say poker was a sport. No, somebody said, "Oh, poker's a sport, and if you're getting caught, darts a sport."
Correct.
Poker's a game.
Mm-hmm.
But I it's
chess. Chess.
Games are sports.
Can you have a game of football? It's a sport.
That's a game, aye.
Aye.
It's a game.
Yeah, a game of cricket. That's a sport.
Aye.
Life. Game of a game.
And I want to play the game with you.
Life is a game you try. That's maybe a bit more niche. Verve.
I thought it was going to be like somebody like Ariana Grande or something for you.
This is a fucking puppuccino boy.
Puppuccino.
Oh, puppuccino.
Right, mug of truth this week.
Fad I go for.
The local, is it?
The Parker again, is it?
This is tough. Nah, I'm going to go Whittaker.
Oh, the boxer?
Boxer. For this ridiculous show.
I've had it with him.
How much do you want to see him get knocked? But it's a... it's entertainment. Aye, great, fine, but...
Leaving you mocking.
But I want to see him get knocked out now. But I want somebody to tack his fucking head off. And, Ken, that works for so long until he fights somebody that's actually on his level. Then do it.
Nassim
Hamed tried that against Barrera and got his head to play with.
But my problem with it is he's mocking him. It's all right, like, doing a fancy punch. I'm fine with that, but he's like, he tapped the boy. Can you're just mocking the boy?
Aye.
Can that boy's trained as hard as he had? He's just not as good as him.
Some of it's fucking ridiculous. Aye.
Spinning, ruining, all that.
I don't mind a wee bit. Like, Calzaghe used to do a wee. That's
all right.
He's
doing it all the time.
But he's doing twirls and stuff.
Did he twirl and try to hit him with the back of the hand?
Aye. Calzaghe's world class.
Ah, exactly.
Once you're at the very top, then you can fucking do what you want.
You could say Nassim Hamed was right at the top, but that was annoying as well.
I didn't like that. I just want to see fucking boys get.
But you'll find it quick, won't you, when he comes up against somebody that's actually going to hit him back.
Finish on his level. Ken, let's see that shit.
It's annoying. Weekend was just ridiculous. I was fuming watching it.
Oh, you want him getting knocked out?
I just want to see him getting his heat to play with.
Punished.
Mm-hmm.
So, Whittaker, was it Fury or Arena?
No, it was Celtic fans.
Celtic fans up to?
Well, the banner. It's tawdry. They've won every single domestic trophy for the last 12 years. And
one competitive
now
season.
They're getting a wee sniff of a challenge for Rangers and it's toys out of pram.
Okay.
It's fucking pathetic. Unbelievable. Yeah. There are like spoilt children. They've had in their NY.
Yep.
Like, mum and dad's let him out of this bit, the bear and athlete, through its life. And now all of a sudden it has to go out and work. Finds out that the folk he works with are negative to him and he wants and he starts greeting. That's it's like
yeah,
they need to get a grip.
Aye.
Again, they're still top of the league.
Okay.
And the Celtic lads have been quiet.
Oh, remarkably so.
Aye.
But Fury cancelled until...
He's cut himself, eh?
Shaving.
No, he's deliberately cut. Going,
he's, he's dodging.
Boxing's a joke.
Right. So obviously it's a cut. It's a pretty deep cut.
But he's got somebody deep for him.
You think so?
Aye. Running scared. Going,
but it's out there. Like, somebody like was dredged someone up, and then the David Hay tweet for 2013 for his hammer on David Hay. You know, and you see that, and just basically Hay cancelled their fight because he had a cut.
Aye.
And Fury just nailed him.
Aye. Oh, okay.
You're a fan, eh? You're bottling it and all that. So obviously that's been dredged up saying, well, what's the difference?
It's like that boy, he absolutely, was it Dubois? He absolutely went to town on him because he quit in the stool. Aye. If it's his name again, you can't know. Boy, Hammett fucking said, this is how you hit a woman in that.
Oh, aye, Billy Joe.
And then he fought some, was it Alvarez?
Fractured his eye socket.
And then he wouldn't have come out, he quit in the stool.
Aye. So he just comes back to you.
You have to watch, karma's a bitch, like.
Come back and bite in the arse.
Aye.
Good stuff. Mug of truth then this week.
Mug of truth, aye.
The mug of truth.
2-0. Is it?
Aye.
I'm going to go with a mug of truth.
That's an A. Is it acceptable to say it's 2-0 for the
Shit, you were going yours.
Oh, I could easy eye.
You had a food in a while.
No, I can't. I've been struggling with the food in. That seems
because you've said in my.
That seems like, no, Hannah. I'll be mayor. That seems a funeral in.
Oh, plenty of funeral. Last funeral I was at was.
Oh, my.
150,000.
Oh, but this is totally different. That seems. How do you ruin a funeral by only bringing one item along to it? So I'll give you an example. Go to a funeral and you talk along a get well soon balloon. What item would you bring along to ruin a funeral? Only one thing.
Headphones.
Headphones?
Like big cans. You walk down to funeral procession, you've got cans on.
Aye.
I'm going complete ignorance. The fuck is that? I bet it's happened.
Probably.
Unless you've got some sort of kin. You need your defenders for get kin if you're near right.
Oh, sensory. You'd let him
on a hang outside that. Then.
But you cannot.
Aye.
Mike, what would you bring? I've thought a heap like.
Aye.
Dressed inappropriately has got to be one. Hubby's in a black suit and you're wearing your casual gear.
Your work clothes.
But some folk come for their work.
That's the only way you could have turned up. You either didn't go, or the only way you can get her is if you're still in your work gear. You've got, surely. That's acceptable.
Cigar?
Lighted!
Especially if it's a crematorium.
A pack of sausages.
Only got a light.
A pack of Mackenzie sausages. I just can't wait.
A pack of sausages so when they get the lower in the coffin in, they throw it in, so they'll cook fine for your gun.
Stealing Shaker's joke.
My mum was at a funeral with my mum. It was one of his aunties or something, and it was a crematorium, and my mum said to him, "Oh, can the pallbearers, they disappeared." My mum said to my dad, "What do you think they're about?" He says, "Oh, what have been about? They'll hit that boys." But I'd bring a set of can I not
it's a sketch.
No, the plastic clapping hands.
Oh, a vuvuzela.
A vuvuzela.
There's loads of inappropriate stuff you can do.
They're gonna.
It's easier when you're airing it.
You know that cops with the two cans of beer at the other side.
Nay money.
A smile.
Laughing, Sandy.
I think
brings laughing, Sandy.
A whoopee cushion.
Oh yeah, I always think you get a good laugh at a funeral.
You're supposed to celebrate a life here.
You do. You get a good laugh at a funeral.
Yeah. The wake.
The wake.
Telling stories. Yeah, he's got a good story, do you?
Yeah, the wife's got supposed to go in on Saturday, but they're told.
They're not DJ.
No.
They're still clinging on.
Fuck, it's supposed to be a preempting DJ.
And they've told nobody's like wear black.
Oh,
a lot of what they do nowadays.
I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah,
I'm a traditionalist.
Aye.
Well, you getting buried? Like
no,
no,
burnt,
burnt.
Yeah,
spoke about us before.
I'm getting buried.
I'm burnt.
Yeah,
I think so.
Massive. Burnt. Oh, I see. So you can do it differently. You are fucking old Viking with the bow and arrow.
Boy,
a
bridge.
My mug of truth this week is growing up, and you're at home. If it was the worst meal,
oh,
your mom used to be Mark for you.
Corned beef hash.
No, but me and my mom was just speaking about us the other day.
Aye,
aye,
aye.
She went in. She went into butcher. Oh, can't wait to go home. I know you've got. Liver. Fried liver.
Oh, I love fried liver.
Liver and sausages.
Stewed liver and sausages.
It smells like
and fried liver even better.
Violent piss.
Oh, no. You used to sit and your neck again until you clean up.
It's like, it's like cardboard. Fried liver's like cardboard.
Oh, it's minging.
Cheap, though.
Oh, it's
good for you, full iron.
Fucking cheap for a reason. It's shite.
Mine was tatties. Corned beef, cauliflower, cheese sauce.
So that's quite similar to corned beef hash.
I like that. See.
I fucking hated that.
Corned beef, mashed tatties and mustard sauce. I loved that shit.
Oh, magic.
Magic. Growing up, I fucking hated that. It was tin corned beef, though. Yeah.
Aye.
Nina, the sliced stuff for cost cutters.
Cabbage.
Tins of spam.
Cabbage.
Spam and cheese on top on the grill. It was good bacon grill and all.
I hated anything like beef stewy, kind of like gravy and beef and all that. When I was younger, just fucking hated that.
Like, just give my chicken
that little chips. Parcels you used, kind of little pasta parcels, and it was covered in fucking tomato sauce.
Ravioli.
Ravioli, that's it. Fucking Moussaka. Hated that shit.
Moussaka.
Aye.
I liked ravioli. I had ravioli in a tin de lango. On toast.
And
on toast.
We used to hate that. But that kind of monster was. That pies that come in a tin.
Oh,
Fray Bentos.
What the fuck were you on things? Stodgy as fuck.
The best part was the soggy pastry.
Pastry
is wrong.
Cut again.
Fray Bentos.
Fucking losers.
Fucking tin in a pot.
How would they get that food bank, man?
Telling you.
That's a body right here.
Fucking hell. I can't fit your art mass. Oh, man.
They are honking.
They were honking.
Jesus.
You used to get a steak and kidney, did you?
I don't even think I was steak or kidney.
No.
Fuck no.
Was it Fray Bentos with the horse? Wait, was that any of them back in the day?
No, it was Tesco's lasagnas, wasn't it?
Aye. Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Fray Bentos.
Same day as new, though, is it? Because, Ken, Mum would cook one meal for same meal for Abdi.
Yep.
And that's new. Ken, Kate'll
cook three
or four different things for Abdi, Ken.
Yeah. You get annoyed at that?
Just because, the one I eat, back in your day, it was like put in front of you eating. I like it. Well, you wouldn't be fucking eating it.
Aye.
If it's for a supper, Mum.
Supper.
Like, there's nights when you like son like a beef stew or something like that. I don't know. You just end up paying tatties. Three, four tatties. And that was it.
The number one argument in my house. I come in for work, and it's kind of the only time where I sit together and there's three different meals being made, and it just drives me fucking bored.
You wouldn't move out of its seat until you've eaten that supper.
I say it
if you can eat the night, you're getting the morning tonight.
I said the other night, I goes, right, I'm just going to feed you porridge for every supper till you're fed up with, and then you can start eating proper food.
And then they come out, what, they henna eating hardly a bite out their supper. Can I have a bit of chocolate? No, you can't. You die your supper. Oh, how much?
There's none left.
You're just getting hungry.
Aye.
But you can find it.
You'll cave?
You're like, well, if you're hungry enough for chocolate, you can eat your tea.
Aye.
Because, I'm not hungry, but I get it. I'm not hungry for supper, but I'd take a Mars bar.
It's like Christmas dinner. Those are your stuffed gunnels, but you'll still manage,
mate. Oh, aye.
Pudding.
You'll eat
pudding.
How often do you eat pudding when you're hungry? Nah, Ken, if you go out and you hit a starter or a main course, you're not hungry, usually.
No.
But you'll always hit
a pudding.
I
threw my pudding and I'll be all
right. Yep.
I feel like a loser if I can't hit a pudding. Disgraced myself if I can't manage a pudding.
Sometimes just go to a main and a pudding.
Aye, rather than a starter.
See, I never chance that in case I'm still hungry after my pudding.
Oh.
Then you double order these. Oh, yeah, another
cheese and biscuits. Cheese and biscuits.
I always go start our main to make sure I'm full up.
Aye. Sometimes you have too much as a starter, and then you can hardly finish your main.
Aye. It's like, it's like if you have soup, you'll have about half a dozen bread rolls, and then you're starting. Oh, I'm there, hungry on the chair.
Yeah. Last for your mug of truth.
This is actually, and it was sent in this. For Phil Ivanside on X Twitter, whatever. Is it okay to sign a leavers card at your work but not bother with the donation? That's more an office scene, is it?
Aye.
Because you must whip a rune for, oh, we'll get him. I'll be put in.
I never put in anything.
But if you sign the card, that's kind of, well, that doesn't surprise me.
You never put nothing in.
Don't sign the card either.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I'll only...
If you sign the card, you'll hate a game. You signing the card is actually saying, well, I've
chipped in money.
That money you got, it's skin. I give you somewhat.
I didn't. If you're leaving your work, you're leaving your work. I didn't know.
Why do you deserve a card?
Why do you deserve a card? You're leaving.
Well, I'm on that level as well.
I'm not sending any card and I'm not giving you any money.
I'll never text you again.
To me, you are now dead. You're not sure what a company can benefit from me getting you.
You are a workmate. Now I don't work with you. Your mate's gone enough.
That's it. Finished. Relationship. How much mates are you we used to work with new?
Aye.
Keep in touch with a few of them.
The only common denominator you've got is your work.
Aye.
I'm trying to think. I've got a boy, I met at Barrett's, I still keep in touch with. I think one person. He left, but I still keep in touch with him.
But it's very few.
Aye.
Very few. Because the only common denominator you've got for meeting us folk is your work.
Aye.
I wouldn't choose folk that you work with. You're not going to choose them as your mates.
No. I mean, too often new mates.
Can't be asking new mates.
Building new relationships.
Fuck that shit.
I've obviously started a job last year and I got on with...
It's different. I get on with you.
It's good.
That's a difference.
It's like when folks say, oh, you coming to work, dude?
Nah.
Why are you not coming to work?
Because I know your mates.
Because I don't know, I want to go.
I see you on Monday, Friday. That's enough for me.
The thing is, I want to go out with my mates.
Aye.
Or my family.
I'm not going to waste a night out with you cunts.
Because I only get one every X amount of months.
And I'd rather spend it with folk I like.
Truth on it.
It's not that you don't like a folk.
They're
mere associates, aren't they?
Aye. Because if I was to go and talk shop, because if you go to your work, mates, that's usually speaking about work. If I was to speak about
I went
work.
To my first D&R before Christmas, so it's never again.
No.
You want to go out and you want to speak about fucking shagging and
fighting
and stories from stories days gone by.
And you get up and you're going, oh, that's that in front of. That's that in front of.
Oh, no, I hate being, I hate being in that crowd for you, can't I? Oh, you better watch what you're saying. The thingy's out tonight. Fuck, I'm
not exactly. I'm here at work, I'll say what the fuck I like.
I can't exactly.
And then you're up in front of each other in the morning.
And that's another thing, can't it? If you're out, and folk get a drink in for work, as always a subject gets brought up, it's Ken been brewing.
Massey, my new did
I'm sick of you, Neil, leveling your boxes. I'm going to fucking level you. You're cunt.
Sick fed up of you talking your boxes by just fucking kicking a wall.
And to prove that point, I pulled someone out of the bag that had been bugging me to the said boy.
I see.
And then I got pulled out of calls for it. Didn't work. At least you're a bit out of there.
I may have got a nice leaving present in my last job. Like,
did you?
The last job, a job before that.
A card.
And I think it was bottles, a beer and sweeties and a hamper.
But you're a nice guy.
But cards, you just get in the road.
Throw them in the bin.
Aye. The Baron's birthdays. And it's a day after us. It's like, for me, miss cards.
Go on.
No, you leave them up. My wife's like, we'll leave them up for a couple of days. Kid.
1 week.
And then you go, one week. And then I throw them in the recycling and like, 50, you can't do that. Phil, why not?
Keep
Lenny's were up for 24 hours gone.
No.
Pure Lenny.
Pure Lenny.
No. Get him, fuck.
Keep your cards for the important folk.
Nah. Eh? It's only a card. A card and ink. How's that important?
Throw them.
Depends if they've written something nice on it.
Like a poem.
A poem, aye. Well, to get that.
It's a good poem. If it's a good poem, you keep it.
I'm going to try to get it for Katie for the quiz night. Recite it. Good stuff. Fantasy update.
Oh, aye.
In fifth position, James Williamson, Inter Milano's 1-3-9-6.
Sorry to interrupt, but it's 1-1.
1-1, Mayovsky.
Get out of here! No speed in here, mind, dog.
No speed in here.
VAR.
Was it?
Correction. 1-0.
Is that true?
True, aye.
Says it's half time in mind.
So, fifth position, James Williamson. James won it. Won the year, didn't he? He's fifth, 1-3-9-6. In fourth position, Kean Beaton, Bean's team, 1-3-9-8. In third position, Greg Buchan, Grandpa's Guardiola, 1-4-0-4. In second position, moving up at places, is Kirkie Christie, Kings Reach Rangers, 1-4-1-9. And in first position by 1 point, just Brian McKinnon, Mac Attack, 1-4-2-0.
He's been hurting the first place for a while. Mm-hmm. Ricky was top.
Sarah Stewart.
No.
Your pal Dunk, he's moved down in half a bit. Callum Wilson. He's doing 13th.
Aye. Pressure getting to these boys, maybe.
Yep. Shed, I think you're 139th.
I'm doing well.
139th. Marseille, you are 37th.
Climbing again.
1-3-3-4.
How much points is
it? On the bench. Can I get 90 odd points? That's but can I had a good score, but I was pissed off because Kuna got a hat trick and I put him on the bench.
94 points this week?
Aye. I had Foden and Richardson and a captain, Watkins.
I was above you. I'm above you by one place. 96 points. 96 points this week.
Aye, but
did you?
Place.
You kept that quiet.
Aye. 1-3-3-5 points.
You're 36th.
36, you're 37th.
Nice. How much points do you get?
I got 96.
So, how did you hear?
Much and such as same as Marseille. Aye. I had Watkins captain, I had Haaland and Alvarez last night.
Aye.
And Foden as well. So, it's good. Good bit of fun. And manager of the month is Aaron Hay.
Aye. I'll hit you 15 quid.
So,
15, that's £5 up. That's £5 he's made.
He is
got his tenner back and made a fiver.
You'll kind of how it works because he's an accountant, I think.
Oh, he'll be smoking in.
Aye,
good stuff. Before we finish off, buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee this week. Looking forward to the next podcast and getting some of Shed's chips on Friday night. Keep up the good work, and that's for Sandy Duncan. Sandy's bought us five coffees. So
cheers, Sandy.
Cheers, Sandy.
Come on,
fucking hell.
So Sandy play poker.
It's not very good. He's you have to help him out a good bit, Sandy. He doesn't really care if he's doing, but hey, he's a fine lad.
Aye.
Nah, Sandy's quite good actually.
Aye.
He can fucking deal like he does a shuffle.
Aye, you do this.
Aye. He runs his end game on a Thursday night up in New Deer. Legion. So if he wants to go up here on a Thursday night.
Is he from New Deer or is he?
Mad.
Mad. Okay.
But he runs a New Deer game. So if somebody wants to go up here on a Thursday night. You'd be made feel welcome probably.
Legion, isn't it?
Yeah.
New Deer Legion.
New Deer Legion.
Aye. Good stuff. Plans the rest of the week, lads? No. I'll maybe see if I can get a post up and see if somebody wants to contribute to Dean some raffles for the quiz.
Oh, the quiz, aye.
Be very much appreciated if you get a raffle. Maybe a shout out if you...
Yeah.
And give us a raffle. Quiz, as I say, mentions done a picture ground. Happy we are.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
Come on.
It's not bad, is it?
Easy.
Marcy's bizarrely good at the.
Even you told me the answer for it, didn't even get it.
Couldn't see it.
Nah. Okay. Fuck's sake, look at the stats here.
Bartis.
One attack, one goal.
That's proficient.
That's the quality he's got.
That's what you need.
That's for Dean at our season.
Yeah. Why hit 10 attacks and only one goal?
70,
siege mentality at half time for Warnock.
24% possession.
It's XG. Zero. It was it for a while.
0.87 v 0.19. So they've had two shots in target.
Corner bar and assist.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Aberdeen.
Something to hang on to.
Stick in, Loons.
Stick in. Well done.
Come on, you Reds.
So
3-0 Motherwell or Ross County.
Is it?
It's a relegation fucking battle. Line. Adam's interview will be. Funny.
Good stuff. So any plans?
Poker, regional poker.
Oh, aye.
On Saturday. Or then Casino.
Oh, jeez.
Aye, and then me and Lisa's going to Dune Sunday.
Oh,
aye,
Sunday?
Aye.
Off on Monday?
Off Monday.
Oh, just a long weekend?
Aye, just me and the missus.
Oh, dirty
few,
weekend.
Few, well, because I probably want to shower.
You can either go out, take other products in for the hotel.
Aye, oh. See if it cuts outside as we walk in the next morning.
Aye.
Aye. Hell, I fall through
that. Shared suits are about 50 Bibles.
So aye, out in the Dune Sunday for a few.
Aye.
Aye.
Mass.
Well, the kind of market, I think Kate is the one to Aberdeen. We, Demi, they're going to something. It's a Matilda musical or something.
Oh, the musical, aye.
So maybe when I manage, unless I can get a babysitter. Mia's working, she started working at Celebrations.
Oh, aye. Oh,
was it good. Celebrations for my lunch on Sunday, by the way? It's fine.
Fine.
Pancake, ice cream, and Nutella.
Aye.
It's childish stuff, is it? Okay, fine.
Do you have a glass of milk?
Fruit
shoot.
Dunk yourself.
I wasn't going to go to the Dons game, but now that Warnock's in, I'll go to the Bonnie Rigg game, I think.
Oh, aye.
Oh, of course, aye. Scottish Cup, that's weekend, right. Isn't it?
Scottish Cup, yes. Yep. Good stuff, lads. Well, yeah, good week. We'll take it easy and we'll see you next week.
Adios.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go? No me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?